Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Thank you for listening to a new episode of the Is the Mic Still On podcast. My name is Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me on the show, we got FIFO 24/7.
Yo, what it do?
Welcome back, brother.
Yes, sir.
Beezy 430.
What up, Don?
We got Modest Media.
Yo, what's up, man?
Mike C. Town.
Yo.
And Sophie's iPhone. She'll be, she's on her way. So, the gang is all here this week. If you guys like the show, please consider becoming a patron, man. We're starting to roll out the videos that you guys have wanted. You guys have wanted to see the full videos of the recordings. And we're in the process. We're still game planning for that. But we thank everybody, man. Like, the response has been, like, incredibly overwhelming. And we thank all of you guys for your support. It's going to definitely help us, get videographers in here. We need editors. So, and we need to be able to, compensate people for that. So that's what a lot of that's going towards. If you are already a patron, some of you guys have gotten a surprise. This wasn't really part of the plan, but we did a 45 minute conversation with Freddie Gibbs and Alchemist, last week that didn't make Wednesday's episode. Now it's a bonus episode. It's probably out now by the time you guys hear it. But if you was a patron, you got it last Wednesday. So you got the full episode and then you got that bonus conversation. You got a chance to hear that early. So, I would like to do stuff like that on occasion. But the main thing that we're offering that you guys are supporting us will be for the videos. And if you don't want to, if you just want to support because you like the show, in addition to that as well. So, that being said, I'm going to pass it to Rod real quick to kind of give you guys an update on where we are with the videos.
When you said Rod real quick, it sounded like Roderick. I was like, damn, he just called me by my full goddamn name. But nah, man, yeah, like Ken said, man, appreciate the patrons that have already become a patron of, it's already, helping and looking bright for us to be able to produce these videos. One thing I do want to say is that right now, currently, we're not producing them because we do need to get those editors and videographers in here to produce the entire show. But like Ken has already mentioned, that when we do get those in, we will start producing them. But until then, we do have some older ones that we've produced and edited that we will be releasing probably by the time of this, the release of this recording. I will probably put up maybe about two of the older ones, and then from there we'll just start rolling them out. Not sure like how often we'll roll them out, maybe once a week, twice a week, or something like that. But we definitely want to get the people that are in here as patrons already, give y'all some good content to go ahead and watch, or some of those older classic Is the Mic Still On joints that we did, man. I was watching some of them the other day. I was like, man, this is when we was living good. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, life was great back then, man. It's kind of weird to watch them because, it's very different from how we recording now. Like right now, we have masks on, different setup. So, it's kind of cool to go back and look at those videos of those times. And they're definitely longer. They're like hours long, like hour and a half to 2 hours long. So you're definitely enjoying them, man. So yeah, definitely become a patron. More to come with that. And again, we just appreciate it, man.
Yeah, and in the meantime, in between time, while behind the scenes we're working on that, I'll continue to work on trying to just give you guys something to hold you guys over until we, in the middle of that while we try to get that up. But yeah, we got to, get the interns back in here. And so there's some things that we got to do. Obviously, we're in the middle of a pandemic and we're all managing through that as well. But yeah, man, it's overwhelming. We love it. We appreciate it. And thank you guys for all your support. So let's move on to the show. For those of you that are new to the show, It's the Mike Stallone is composed of five parts. We do our word of the week. We do our facts only. We have topics that each of us bring to the table and discuss. And, you know, we do comment commentary where we involve you guys and read your comments on the air. And as a way that you guys can participate in the show, and you can always leave your comments on our subreddit, which is the Mike Still On? And we close out the show with the Pass the Mic segment. So let's jump into the show. We're going to start with our word of the day. This is going to be interesting. It's mephitic. Yep, mephitic. So here we go.
Mephitic?
Yep, I'm going to have to. Well, you guys don't have headphones, so you have to try to read it. Mephitic.
Yeah, I see it.
Yep. All right. Man, we should put like a TV back there somewhere.
Is that relating to Mephisto?
I thought so, but no. It's not. Maybe. It's a part of his speeches. Who wants to guess what y'all think this is?
Say mephitic. It again.
Mephitic. What does it sound like?
It sounds
like the fear of something. I don't know.
Okay. Part of speech is an adjective, origin, Latin, early 17th century. The first definition is offensive smelling. And the second is harmful or poisonous. So you were right in that range.
Yeah,
so
pretty close.
Yep. The examples are the man with dirty clothes and an overgrown, unruly beard was responsible for the mephitic air on the plane. And the second is all of the students received a safety lecture before chemistry class because many of the solutions were mephitic if handled incorrectly.
Ew. I'm definitely going to use that word, like, just in everyday goings, I think, at some point.
If you don't get your mephitic ass the fuck out of my face.
I can definitely see myself using that one.
Yeah.
Remember when it was mephitic back there that one time?
I'm trying to tell you.
Man, ooh, that was terrible.
That mephitic smell traveled into the bathroom as well.
Oh, it sure did. It sure did. Mm. God damn.
All right. So, yeah.
Shit ain't right. Schadenfreude.
You old as hell.
For our facts only, Rod is going to do a follow up. So, we'll use that for our facts only this week. So, I guess, you know, we should might as well
jump
just.
Into that.
Hey, might as well, man.
Yeah, so obviously, yeah, my follow-up is to the Will and Jada and August trifecta. But
entanglement.
Yeah, so obviously at this point, the Red Table Talk has come out with Will and Jada regarding the situation. What did y'all text?
Yo.
Oh yeah, I seen this.
I didn't
this
see that
the story.
I didn't see that.
My wife got turned upside down. Yeah.
That's like, fucked God. Up.
Man, you just not seeing that?
Jay, I'm just
yes.
not seeing it.
Well, I didn't pay attention to none of this shit.
Yeah,
man.
I didn't either.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, but
y'all wrong as hell, man.
But yeah, man. Yeah, so they came out and you know took control of the situation, I guess, so to speak. So it's a lot of thoughts and opinions on it. What I'm seeing, you know.
But didn't Jada initially deny it when August said his piece or whatever? Didn't she deny it? I thought Will and Jada
they did deny it. And and I think that was part of our conversation last week. I was trying to remember because somebody hit me on Twitter and was like, Mike owes me an apology because you was right or something. I don't even know. I can't even remember. Yeah, he said, you was right about Jada. She took advantage of August. Please watch this week's Will and Jada's Red Table Talk. She mentioned August's mental health and confirms was in a relationship with August. Mike owes you an apology. Sophia Reed or something like that.
Yeah, that's her.
Okay. But, yeah, so I was going to go back and listen because I really didn't remember. But it's so much going on after these things get posted.
Oh, so you didn't go back and listen?
No, I didn't. Well, so what was she talking about?
I have no idea what she's talking about. I don't remember telling you that you were wrong about anything.
Yeah, I didn't remember that either.
So they were saying that you were wrong about what you said?
No, they were saying that Rod was right. I apparently told him he was wrong. And I owe him an apology.
Yeah, I don't even remember what.
I'm sorry, Rod. I don't know what I'm apologizing for, but you can just take this and you can apply it towards any shitty thing I've done in the past.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
No doubt.
But so yeah, like I guess like what's everyone's take on it now that the truth has come out. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, this has turned into a very different conversation now, because before we were kind of speculating, right? Where now it's like, okay, this is what it is. They've said it.
I still don't feel bad for August.
So you don't feel bad for him?
No, I was contemplating that last time, but I don't feel bad for him.
Get him, Sophia. Not you, the other Sophia. Oh. tell this Sophia that she owes Rod an apology.
Why should anybody feel bad for August, though?
Because he was having health problems and was not in a good place and doesn't have a support system, blah, 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 blah. But you played yourself. Like, I don't really get it.
A lot of people saying that Jada took advantage of him because knowing that he had health problems, she still kind of used him.
That might also be correct, but you are still a simp. So
still what?
Still a simp. Like, it is what it is. Like, damn. You were upset. Like, you thought that just because, and I get it, you know, people do this thing where, like, they're broken up with their partners temporarily or, you know, just trying to figure out if they're going to get back together. And like, you create something with someone else and they, you know, have this. Yeah, it's like a gray area where you're like, oh, well, they're done with that nigga, so I'm going to be the new nigga. But really, they work it out and now you're saucy. I get that. And I feel like that's the reason why it came out anyways. Just because, you know, I don't know. Like, he's famous, but he's not Will and Jada famous. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm sure he was holding that in and probably didn't feel like he had, you know, anybody he could talk to about that or whatever. But I mean, it is what it is. And I mean, even if he knows it's a situation where she's still not happy in her marriage, it still doesn't matter because she didn't choose you, bro. So,
hey, like, if the roles was reversed, do you think it would be an issue? Like, if Jada Pinkett was a man and August was a 20-year-old woman and the same situation happened,
I would probably say the same thing, because you're still naive at that point and you're still, you know, like, again, the advantage situation as far as taking advantage of that woman would still play out the same. And I think, you know, the whole daughter taking them in under their wing thing is still sketch regardless. So, no, I think I would still feel the same way. It just is what it is. A lot of, you know, grown people be going through shit and then they go through a separation and niggas get entangled and then niggas get untangled. Like, it is what it is. Like, I don't know.
Who you saying took advantage of who? August took advantage of Jada, or Jada took advantage
of nobody? No, I'm saying that Jada did take advantage of a situation where somebody was weak. She said it herself. She wanted to feel good and she used somebody else's their project experiment to make herself do that instead of looking internally to fix herself. So I understand advantage was taken, but
is that what she said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think nothing illegal happened. You know, it's just kind of like whatever.
We're
like
grown people.
Yeah. Does we it all sound grown. Like
she just said they were in a relationship, didn't she?
What happened?
Didn't she say that they were in a relationship though?
She did.
Yeah, but she did say that she made him her project.
Oh, she said that she said on word
table,
for word?
On her red table talk thing?
Yeah.
Oh, verbatim. Wow. She said, I made him my project?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
The video I sent y'all?
It's not in the one I saw.
Oh,
the 12
maybe
minute.
Is there a longer one?
I know she said something that, that was the whole video I sent y'all.
Because where did the Margot Robbie stuff come from? Because I saw that on Twitter.
Just speculation.
Oh.
You know, them having pictures
together. Oh, I thought they were saying that he said it during the talk.
No,
and I was
he didn't
like,
say it.
Okay.
Nah, it was insinuated about some people. It was no specific people.
Got it.
But
I
do remember her saying, like, yo, he made her feel good. Like, he was somebody to make her feel good at the moment during those times. But I don't remember the whole project thing.
Yeah, no, she said project.
When did she say that?
She said project, bro. I couldn't tell you like the timeline because I didn't.
I think it's like more like in like the middle of the video, I think. Because she was talking about how, you know, she had, I think she said something. Didn't she say something about childhood trauma and like how she needed to work that out?
Yeah.
Which is why she felt like looking for it in other people was helping her work on herself.
True. And
she's talked about that before.
Yeah.
And she was talking also about August Alsina's childhood trauma too and how all of that type of stuff manifested.
Yeah. And how they were two broken people who kind of came together. 100%.
She said that too. I just didn't hear the project part.
Yeah, I didn't hear that part. I mean, I could have very well missed that part, but that is like, I guess, wow.
That's kind of fucked up. I'd hate to hear some woman say, yeah, that was my project. Like, for real?
I mean, it happens a lot of the times. People just don't say it.
No, I feel that. But I'm saying I would feel weird if someone actually said it. Like, if someone verbalized on television.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was my project.
I think the difference, Sophie, is, like, the way he came into the situation. Like, as far as, like, they both were willing to, like, just kind of help him and, you know, get through his trauma. And then it turned into this relationship between him and Jada. So I think that's the part where I don't think he's necessarily simping, is more of like, you know, he just got caught up. And I think that's probably what I was saying last episode, that he got caught up or whatever in something deeper than, you know, Jada might have necessarily was taking it whatnot. But
and that's what I was trying to figure out, Sophie, what you were saying, like why August Alsina was simping in this situation. Like I didn't,
like after the fact.
Just kind of going on.
Yeah, no, not during it. After the fact, things coming out the way that they did and him lashing out at Keke Palmer and this and that and the third. It's just like there's just routed energy here, and that could, you know.
What did he lash out at Keke Palmer for?
Nothing. She basically tweeted like, keep your relationships personal, keep them private, keep them whatever. Mm-hmm. And then somebody commented of a picture of her with August Alsina, like, this you? Mm-hmm. And she was just like, yeah, but that's not my man and never was my man. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, and you was never my woman, da 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 da. And it's just like, sorry.
He hurt.
Relax. Mm-hmm.
Did it seem like Will didn't really want to be there?
But he said, I'm here so I don't get fined.
He seemed like that another time he was on, though. Will, he seems kind of awkward.
I don't think he wants anything to do with that damn show. I think she just probably kind of, you know, wife makes him. You know how they do.
Yeah, yeah. I think he said that, too, before. He said he came home one day and it was a whole production thing in the house.
And I believe that.
Yeah. He was just like, he didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah. I figured there was a longer, more drawn-out video than what you sent. I did watch the little 12-minute thing. I thought there was like an hour-long production way people were just blowing up about this shit. Because I'm like, first off, I'm like, I don't understand why y'all are so invested in this.
Right.
But second of all, that little 12-minute thing.
Yeah,
but it wasn't even juicy to me because
the whole thing in itself is though.
But when I hold on, let me get it out real quick, Ralph. Don't forget your point though. In the 12-minute thing that I watched, it almost seemed like it was a fairly normal situation. Not the whole him being sick and everything, but Will and Jada were dating. It sounded like Jada did something that really pissed Will off. Will broke up with her. She, thinking the relationship was over, got with this August guy. And then they repaired whatever the problem was, because they are destined to be together.
Yeah, we can tell that.
They got back together. She had to tell August. August got upset and stopped speaking to her.
Correct.
That seemed like a fairly
tale as
basic
old as
situation. Yeah.
Tale as old as time.
So I don't get why this is such a huge deal.
Because think about Will and Jada's relationship. There was always questions about third parties or fourth parties or fifth parties being involved in their marriage. So I think now the fact that we're getting some clarity, and that the fact that August did have a relationship with Jada, people are more invested.
No. I don't think so. I don't think so, because they didn't say while we were dating we had this third guy.
No, they denied that
we were broken up.
Right.
What I'm saying is because there's always so many questions about them possibly being in an open relationship.
But this doesn't answer that question, because that's not the case.
I'm not saying that it does, but I just think that because of all of that
circulating,
you are invested more
to see what it is.
Okay, let's see if it's even deeper. Like, let's see if they're going to spill the beans on anything.
But they didn't. So then why are people still going on and on?
Because people want to hear that they're in an open relationship, and it's you know, they want to see how this works. I'm not in a really open relationship. I don't know how I would be in one. I want to know more. And
But it's like you didn't even get those answers. Like
we
you
did,
got
but
like,
people are looking for it, which is why they're watching.
I think like, people are looking and pulling stuff out of it. Like the
it's ridiculous.
How Will is feeling and what was he actually going through, and oh man, Jada's fucked up for what she did. Like, they're pulling all these different things from the actual interview, from what they actually said.
And that's
like,
my thing. Yeah, that's weird to me.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I think
weird.
It's a fucking
like,
weird.
Blink twice if you need help, Will, like, da da da, like all that other shit. It's kind of like, nigga, like.
But he said, I was through with your ass. Like, that was like you said, Mike, something happened where he was like, yo, fuck this shit. I'm out. And anything that went on in between that time, it was just like, it is what it is. Cause like I said, I'm through with Joe. I was fucking through with Joe ass. And that was it. He didn't even think they were going to get back together. So that's real. But I think the thing is, like, with in terms of August and how she approached that, is like, you brought him in, you know, as this project or somebody that you wanted to fix, and you ended up fuck using him.
I just don't. I don't know. I mean, little soap opera things are cool sometimes, but this one just seems like it's dragging itself out. And I don't understand how they're like, they're creating victims and villains in this whole thing. And it's like, bro, this isn't your relationship. This has nothing to do with you.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
Which part?
What kind of relationship?
Well, no, I'm just saying this is not your relationship. Oh, okay. So I don't understand why, because I saw people being like Snoop Dogg is posting shit like, oh, when Will found out that Jada cheated on him. They clearly made it very clear that Jada did not cheat on Will Smith. Or maybe that's what broke them up in the first place. We don't know. But when it comes to August.
That is true. That's a good point.
When it comes to August, he clearly said, I was done with your ass. So I kicked you out. I was over with you. So yeah. Where's the cheating?
And I'm think confused. These are people that probably didn't even listen to the video. What were you going to say, Rod?
Probably.
Damn, man. Like, it wasn't even that. I like, know. Five, I know. Like, 15
I think between
seconds.
The baby and all that, man, my mind is just all messed up. But, shit. God damn it.
Okay, well, fine. I will say this about the video that I watched. Will Smith did not seem like he wanted to be there.
Mm-mm.
He definitely seemed like he was a bit hurt. But that could. Well, I mean, I'm not going to speculate. It just seemed like he was hurt. I'll say he was hurt.
You saw that bottom lip quiver.
I did not.
Go right.
See, now you sound like Snoop.
I got it.
Oh, go ahead.
Another thing that people were talking about is Jaden in this situation. Mm. About how he brought his August Alsina into the situation. So people are talking about that. Like, damn, how is he feeling? Like, this dude is smashing my mom.
Wait,
like,
August was Jaden's friend?
Yes.
Yeah. And then Jaden... So then how was that her project then if Jaden brought August in?
No, that's not what happened.
I thought he introduced them. They were friends.
See, this sounds like we're going to get a whole bunch of facts only because none of us know what the fuck we're talking about. That's what this sounds like.
No, they were friends.
Are you sure?
I'm
pretty positive.
Sophie sounds more stern than you.
Are you more stern than me?
I don't know if that means I'm right or not. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I'm saying that as another layer.
If true,
that adds another layer.
What I had heard is that Jada, I thought it was implied that Jada said, you know, we came across this guy, he was a new artist, this and that and the third. And because of his issues, my family was very supportive of him. And then, you know, during their embrace, they became close. That's what I thought had happened.
That sounds better. But that may not be
But
the
see,
case.
This is what I'm talking about. One, again, why are y'all so invested? Two,
no, literally.
Invested to the point where you're making up stories.
It's a like soap opera, man.
But this is real, though. This is real people's lives.
That's what makes it that much better.
Wait, what?
Love and Hip Hop is real.
No, the fuck it ain't.
Let
me tell you something.
Isn't it part real?
Let me tell you, I've actually been on an episode. Uh-huh. That shit is fake as fuck.
I know.
What episode were you on?
Don't worry about it.
No, fuck that. No, you're not going to do that. Wait, you were on TV?
Yes.
You're lying.
Like an extra.
And you couldn't tell. Were you actually, can we see you?
I don't know. I never,
like you ain't got
I,
on
I never
TiVo
watched,
or something.
Somebody going to find it.
For real?
Somebody going to find it.
Damn, Sophie. I'm about to go find that motherfucker. If I got to watch a whole season. How many seasons is this on there?
It was recorded
frame
close
by frame.
To
right.
That shit was so fucking ghetto, y'all. They would have fight scenes and then be like, nah, do it over again, y'all.
I believe it.
It was so fucking real.
I believe
they were
that.
In Apache one time. Were you there when they was in Apache?
Wait, why does that sound familiar?
Because they were there. We went for something and they were recording.
Well, yes, I was there, but yeah. I don't remember what it was for though.
It was Jocelyn. They actually aired that episode, but we weren't in it though. Because I think we came right as they were finishing up.
Well, either way, I mean, it seems like one of those things where it was interesting when August spit it out. It was like, oh wow, that's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But then once this video comes out, it seems like the conversation just doesn't really need to go that much further.
It made it that much better.
Okay,
shit, not with Twitter around.
Yep. That shit is so crazy.
Yeah, well, have at it, guys. Around? Have at it.
No, that's what he said, black Twitter. And that's, you know, I mean, it forced them to make this video.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd have been like,
me
fuck
to do
y'all.
Shit.
Me either.
Y'all
you guys wouldn't do that? For you guys real. Wouldn't
like,
take back control of the narrative?
Could you imagine healing something in your relationship that happened 4 years ago, but because the internet found out late about it, they want you to fucking talk about it?
Right.
I did.
But that's not Jada and Will's fault. I know you're not saying that. You know, it's like their knowledge is like, which seemed crazy. It was like, it's funny. This is just happening now. Like,
I
to
would
us,
literally get on Red Table Talk and be like, this happened 4 years ago. Leave us alone and walk off.
I mean,
it happened 4 years ago, but he's made it current.
I don't
That's his issue.
To sell an album.
Yeah, to sell an album. Because apparently, I didn't know this part. I just learned this yesterday. Apparently, there's a whole song about this.
Of course there is.
I was saying that, dude. He made a Confessions album, probably. Oh,
well, I thought y'all were joking when you said
that. I mean, I was joking. I'm just saying, but...
I mentioned he said something just because of his album. He said all this because he got an album coming out.
And that's obvious. Yeah. So it's like, why are y'all really even feeding into it? Right. If I was Will and Jada, I would have just put something on Twitter and say, mind your fucking business.
Right.
And then let's move on.
Or just tweet the album link. Know. Like, go buy his album.
Yeah, go buy his album. Help this motherfucker out. Right. He needs
literally.
It.
Since you want to help him out. Since you want to help him out. Go ahead.
This is your personal
relationship. That's exactly what I
would
have did. Right.
And I understand that. And he made some untruths because... Yeah, because he's lying. And because he's lying, people are running around as these things are facts. So I need to come out and I need to set the record straight.
But everything he said that was fake, how much of it was... Oh, yeah, like Rodgers.
Yeah, we got to. Yeah, we got to, man.
But Jada does have this platform where she pretty much airs out people's shit. And it's like, you got this going on. Like, you can't even... You at that point, I think she felt obligated to air out her shit because she's
always...
On
behalf of a brand?
On behalf of the brand, possibly, yes. God. That's what this whole red table talk is.
But isn't that other people coming to the red table and saying, hey, I want to talk about my shit?
She's done it with her family. She's done it with Will. She's done
But she ain't forced nobody to come up there and say, hey, I'm going to make you talk about this.
I'm just saying the brand itself, right? How are you going to have a brand like that and something come out about you not talk about it?
Oh, then this is extra corny.
But they
if
say
you really get if you really came up there, you can jerk your head even further back. If they really came up there to talk about their personal... sexual relationships because of their brand on fucking a Facebook video, then y'all are corny.
Well, they didn't get
both of y'all are corny.
Technically, they didn't get into the sexual part. I did notice they stayed away from the sexual
Which,
part.
Why would
it
you
was,
let
it
us
was
know?
Implied.
It's implied, but they definitely didn't exclusively say that. They didn't say
no
relationships.
But, no, I wouldn't either. Would you?
But
I don't want to know about nothing but that. It was tangled up on you.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what you got tangled up in.
Shit.
But I'm just going by their words. This thing got so far out of control that they had to respond. Yeah. Will said it. He was like, people are out here making all kind of stuff up. So they just wanted to set the record straight. I did not give him permission. We were broken up. So now, like, they have given the facts of the situation. So now it's no longer people running around, you know, making shit up. Now they're just responding to stuff that they're saying.
Really?
I mean, they're making the Jaden stuff up.
They're making more stuff up.
Yeah,
but now they're saying that Will was lying about never having that conversation. So it didn't help.
But now they're making up stuff just
right
that won't matter. Like, it really won't matter. Like the main part they put on the table.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Now,
yes, it was. You've been waiting all day.
I swear I wasn't. As I was saying, it came to me. but they put the real shit out.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to respond to any of this other shit that's happening right now.
I feel what you're
saying. All of it is made up at this point. Yeah, like, we've said what we've said in response to what he said.
Right.
And that's it.
Still tell y'all to suck my dick.
I don't know.
Yes.
Because you're very like just you don't like people to mess up your words, right? You don't like to. You want to be put out there in a certain light. You've made that very clear. So if somebody was going out saying these things about you, I feel like you would set the record straight.
About my relationship? Absolutely not. If I had people putting out shit about my personal, sexual, romantic relationships, do what y'all want. Because I know at the end of the day, no matter what I say, y'all are still going to run with whatever narrative is sexier. So if y'all think... that I went and brought some fucking dude into our house and watched the dude fuck my wife and then the guy fucked me too. Mm-hmm. And then if I come out and say, guys, that never happened, you really think that that's going to stop the story from spreading? They're going to be like, oh no, Mike's lying. Mm-hmm. This other story sounds way cooler. Mm-hmm. So we're going to keep saying it happened. So
what I'm saying
is
if that guy came out and said that about you, right? Like, yeah, man, I went in there, you know, I thought it was, you know.
Me I gave Mike. It to both of them.
You know had Mike calling me daddy.
Yeah, you know. So he come out and say that. You wouldn't feel it necessary to be like, no, that is not what
you're
happened.
You're getting
this
a
is
tweet, bro. You're getting a tweet. You're not going to get me filming a video, setting up lights, sitting down, editing the shit. You're not getting all that out of me over I fucked Mike. So, okay, you fucked me. Great. What else?
But Mike, if you put out a tweet, right? But what if, like, that amplifies everything and people are, like, your shit is blowing up, your app mentions are blowing up.
Mute this conversation.
There you go, too. That, too, Sophie. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. Like, who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
Who's calling me? If any, let me tell you something right now. If this ever happened, this dude said he blew my back out. And if any of you motherfuckers call me, we're not friends anymore.
Why?
Because, one, it's none of your business. And I'm going to think that you're weird as fuck if you're calling me on my phone to ask me if I had sex with a man. That, what'd you say?
Test you.
Don't even test.
Mike, you all right, bro?
I'm just saying, none of this seems wrong. I'm talking about my situation, not theirs.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong if I, whatever. If that happened, that is my business and it's none of yours. Mm-hmm. The same thing applies to Will and Jada. As long as this dude was of age and there was, to what I could tell, there was no extreme manipulation taking place. There's no crime. So why do y'all care?
But that's basically what they said, though. This was our business. This is what decisions we made. And that is what it is.
And y'all, he made it public.
That could have been a tweet. That's all I'm saying. You gave shit more power by going on this red table talk.
It's hers.
But you're still giving it more power.
And she's giving herself views.
But you're still giving the situation more power.
I think it's taking back control of the situation.
How?
Mm-hmm. I agree too.
How is it taking back control? They don't have any control over the narrative.
What'd you say, Sophie?
I said, I get that. I get getting in front of it, hosting it on your platform.
They didn't get in front of it. They came up around the back because it was already out.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just...
They took back control of it.
Yeah.
What would you do, Sophie? Would you set the record straight?
I don't know. My first instinct is fuck y'all. But then at the same time, if I did have like a platform where we talked about this type of stuff, I might. I don't think I would have addressed it like, okay, guys, in the beginning, me and Will started. No, I don't think I would do all that. I would probably say something different. I could see why somebody would go on their platform and like drum up all this. Because I think she said, what was it, like a week between her tweeting that she was going to say something and actually coming out and doing it. So everyone was like anticipating it. You know, people were going to watch. People are going to share. It was going to be this big thing. So
yeah, because she was dropping other stuff. It's like, man, we don't want to hear this shit. Drop
yeah,
and, see, and that's, if I was Will, that's the shit that would have pissed me off.
Why?
Because if I already don't really want to be involved in your little raggedy show, and then you decide to go throw this tweet out, and now I kind of have to come on here and talk to you about this. Because first of all, that was not a real conversation. It just wasn't. Nope. That entire conversation was scripted.
Mm-mm.
I don't get the fuck out of here. You really think these motherfuckers really just came up on the fly? You know, we ride together, we die together. Bad marriage for life.
Nah, Will made that. Will made that corny shit up on the spot.
On the spot. She said it too at the same time. See, now I see why this shit happens. Because y'all are gullible as fuck.
I think he probably pre-scripted that in his head.
She said it at the same time he did.
I know, but...
Then how...
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to play it back in my head. Hold on, I'm trying to play... Well, that means they have been married. But he even said it was corny and shit. It seemed like...
This is, man, all right.
But either way, that's beside the point.
No, it ain't. It's exactly the
you
point.
You think loosely scripted.
It's scripted.
Like, they had things that they want to get out and talk about. Yeah, so maybe they had,
I think it's like, yo, we'll talk about this. We won't talk
cliff
about
notes.
That.
Or like,
I'm going to use this entanglement word. Oh, that sounds crazy because that's going to blow up.
I don't think he knew about entanglement.
I don't think he did either.
Oh, my God.
Because he was calling it out.
Okay.
Well. He's like, okay, look.
That's the point.
Nah, man. Oh, Will was like, you on some bullshit. Entanglements. say that shit again.
Say what it is. Stop.
He was like, stop bullshit.
This is how we got Trump in office.
Because
people believe the goofiest shit.
I'm not disagreeing that it wasn't loosely scripted. I definitely agree with you that, you know, it was some conversation that happened before they
aired. I'll go with that,
it
too.
Has to,
yeah, right? I'll go with that,
like,
too.
You can't just get on here and just, like, say whatever. You got to be like, yo, we're not going to bring up this. We will bring up this. And I think that would be enough.
Don't you dare say how big his dick is. Don't you dare. Why you sit with your legs crossed like that? Why are you doing that?
But Will definitely look like he didn't want to be there, though. Like, he just like, God damn, man. You bought me into this bullshit. Mm. I thought we were done.
A lot of people saying he looked like he was crying. Did y'all think
his eyes did look
his eyes were
red.
Red. So maybe he has allergies.
Yeah, allergic to this shit.
Oh, shit.
Yo, I saw one.
I saw where, like, and I haven't been paying attention to this shit like this, but I did see one where they did The Pursuit of Happiness and how he was looking in that movie. It looked exactly like how he was looking in that shit.
I will say that the memes and stuff that came out of this were great. And
But they took control back, though, huh?
People gonna clown, man. Yeah.
Then like, how is that taking control back?
Because the story, not the jokes.
It does matter because they're saying
jokes don't like that don't matter because they set the record straight as far as the real situation.
Right.
All these jokes and shit that's coming, that shit'll blow over.
Yeah.
Will it?
Really?
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah, no, he did.
No, I did not. No, I did not. I'm saying
he scripted that.
I did not.
Will it? Will it?
I genuinely thought there was more to this. I didn't know it was just this 12-minute video.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
You don't think that was enough?
For all of this that y'all are doing?
I think, it was too long. 12 minutes was way too long.
I thought
they
this was...
They could have cut
that shit in half. To spark this kind of controversy, because at the beginning of this conversation, I had said I hadn't paid attention to it. I thought there was like way more than this 12-minute video. Mm-mm. And I only watched it because you sent it and said, yo... So I'm thinking, okay, something crazy just happened. And I watched it, and I was like, "What was all the O's and the yo for?"
It was the yo's because it's like, oh, they actually talked about it. I didn't know that was coming.
I thought you knew that was coming. No,
mm-mm. I didn't know. I didn't know. I don't think I realized that they were both going to sit down and talk about it. I was like, yo, they actually fucking talked about it. She actually admitted to, you know, actually being in a relationship with him. So because everything else before then was speculation, it really was speculation. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yo, like, they really talked about it. He really did. That was me. I didn't want to tell you what was in the video just to, you know.
Well, I wish you had because I wouldn't have watched it probably.
Huh?
I said, I wish you had because I probably wouldn't have watched it.
Right.
But you did it on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, you an asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
I only watched it because I knew we were going to talk about it. And I knew that even before the video dropped, people were trying to fact check us on some shit.
Yeah. But it was, like I said, again, it was mostly about that. Oh, they actually talked about it.
Like, but it did feel like. It did feel like there was a lot more to it than what was actually in the 12 minutes. Because it was just her on there using a bunch of buzzwords and words from therapy sessions and healing and, you know, the journey and this is our path and, you know, fixing myself and fixing this stuff. It's just like, come on, y'all.
I had just, like, Nate had just sent it to me. Mm-hmm. I hadn't even watched it when I text y'all. So we was watching it probably at the same time, if y'all watched it then. Mm-hmm. I watched it after I texted to y'all. I really was just like, yo, they fucking really talked about this shit.
My wife was watching it, so I heard some of it.
Oh, okay.
So.
See, I hadn't heard it when I had text y'all.
So does this make August Alsina kind of a sucker?
That's what Sophie was saying.
Because, I mean, that's kind of how it sounds to me.
How he responded to it, yeah.
It's fucked up what he did. He had no, like, okay, I have a question. Actually, I just thought of a question that I wanted to ask you guys earlier. Jada said that it wasn't his right to put their business out like that, but since he was part of it,
that's his business.
Do you guys that's what I was asking. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, but that's what Sophie was saying, and that's why I agree. Like, that's what makes August Alsina sick. Not because he went through the situation, but because you went through that, and then now after the fact, you're out here detailing.
But did he need to get her permission to say it?
But he shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, it's like a code thing.
Yeah, it's like it happened.
Like, why invite us into this if they clearly didn't want that to be the case?
Yeah. Unless it was like I was saying last episode, if an NDA was in place and maybe it was expired and now he felt like he could say it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do those expire? They expire, right?
You could put dates on them.
Yeah. I didn't know.
You could set dates on NDA.
But it'd be pretty stupid to only set the date for 4 years.
I get that. Right. Like, for Beyonce's projects and shit after it's out, obviously.
So because he was involved, he still has the right to... disclose that information.
He has the right,
yeah,
but it's some
right,
sucker
but it's
shit.
Tasteless.
It's still some sucker shit, though.
Yeah. I was just wondering because when she said that.
Because they're still married. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know they're still married.
It was foul as shit.
Yeah.
Because what's his point?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like, why would you put that out there?
But I'm saying, if he's trying to present it like it was not about the album, then what was the point in you doing this?
Yeah.
Why? Go ahead.
Because the problem that he has is trying to convince people that it wasn't about the album. Because we're gonna correlation isn't causation, but we can't help but hold them up next to each other. Like, you're saying this now when you have this thing coming out. Mm-hmm. We have to question your motives.
So, yeah, for sure.
Like, if you would have said this a year ago, then okay, now you have an honest conversation about what you went through. But now, I don't know, bro.
But I think even without the album, it's just, why? Like, why air this out? Like, Because it's not just Will and Jada at the end of the day, too. They have a whole family. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you want to get right. this off, like, go back to your therapist and get it off or something like that. But don't, like, on a public platform.
Bring all of us into that shit. Yeah.
It's because he wanted, yeah. It's very clear that it was just about the album. Because now people are going to go want to listen to the album to see if there's any other songs that are about this.
And maybe they're already saying it. Oh, yeah, it's these songs. Like, I think you might have said it, right?
No, there's the one song that people are talking about. Is the album even out yet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the album's already out?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Let me look.
Well, either way, I don't know.
August Alsina fans here?
I like August Alsina. I don't jam his music like that, but I think he's pretty talented for what he does.
Like I don't feel that type of
way. I've never heard any music.
I've heard some of his popular stuff.
He reminds me of, like, you know, poppy, Trey Songz-y, whiny.
Cause he was, cause he was blowing up before he got sick, right? Mm-hmm. He was blowing up.
Yeah, 100%. One of my high school friends, he goes by Record Ralph, Vintage Ralph. He was a producer on August Alsina's first project. Mm. Like he wrote like the majority of all his songs. So because of that, that's how I knew of August Alsina very early on. I wouldn't say I'm a fan, but. I get his place in the industry.
Call your boy and see what he think. Put him on the mic.
Anyway.
I ain't on this same shit. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about that Mephetic shit, Mike.
I feel that. That's what Jada should have told him. Get thee behind me, Mephetic.
Anyway.
Corny-ass conversation. I can't believe y'all believe this dumb shit. I wouldn't be surprised if all three of them got together and said, yeah, let's run this.
Are you serious?
See now, yes, he doing what he accusing other people of. Just added.
I'm just saying.
What you got for info?
So I got a couple things. Hold on, down. I didn't know you were gonna come to me.
Not a couple things.
She's like, no, really, not a couple things.
Yeah. They're mad short. So, did y'all see T.I. go? On live and like what he was saying
about the Crime Stoppers thing.
Yeah,
what the fuck is he talking about now?
So I'm not gonna because it's
what the fuck. Sophie killed him with the ad libs.
I know, right?
right.
Boom, 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 boom.
Don DeMarco.
I don't want to talk about the whole thing that T.I. did, but I do want to pick out something that he said, and I thought it was mad interesting that nobody's really talking about it. So, you know, obviously people have talked about for years that T.I. is a snitch, right? Uh-huh. So he was on Facebook Live or IG Live or one of them shits, just pretty much saying, you know, keep all that shit away from me, da 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 da. I've never done this. But he says, and I quote, this is literally a quote. If I'm working with the police, it will be to get him to shoot your ass, nigga. And I was just like, like in these times, and I understand that he was heated.
I didn't even think about that until you just said it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're on the same page.
Yeah. And I get it. Like in the heat of the moment, sometimes you say some shit and it may not have. But damn, bro, that's what you decided to say.
Who was he talking about?
He was talking to the. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Your story.
Go ahead.
Because I don't know exactly who he was talking to. I just saw another person.
I think it was just a random you, right? It wasn't a general
you? No, it was somebody he knew.
It was a guy that was apparently the one saying and spreading around that T.I. is a snitch.
I thought it was multiple people doing it, though.
If you look at the live that he was on, he was talking to one specific guy because the guy's laughing at him and shit.
Oh,
he's talking to one specific guy. Who that guy is in detail, I don't really know. Because they did say it, I just forgot because it wasn't that important to me. Mm-hmm. But I did catch that, too. And I thought that was really gross, but I just didn't feel like saying anything about it.
It is weird that people aren't talking about that. But again, they might be just like me. I didn't even think about that statement, you know what I'm saying, in these times. Like really, you're promoting a police shooting another
black. You can never in your entire career say Black Lives Matter again.
Yeah, it's 100%. Like, what the hell?
And I think that, like to me, that's what threw me off so much. Because first of all, that's a Karen statement. You know
absolutely
what I'm saying? 100%.
Absolutely.
And then you are one of the faces of Atlanta, bro.
Yeah, man.
And then for this to go out as public as it did, that's a horrible. I just T.I. always comes back, but I just Like, how do you really come back from? How can you save face from this?
Mm. But see, you know, like you said, no one's talking about it.
Yeah. So there's not no spotlight on it.
Yeah. I almost tweeted it, but I'm like, man, I'm always tweeting out shit and getting into some shit. I was like, I'm just gonna leave this shit alone. I'm not in the mood today.
But you know what? Like, I've been thinking that. I don't even know if I want to get to that.
What?
But outside of the T.I. thing, I've been thinking about that, like, with music too. Like, I don't really want to hear the black on black violence. Like, how do shit people like fucking Westside Gunn,
Benny, all of them, Griselda,
just Pusha. Artists that's talking about you know, killing and shooting niggas. Basically, they not saying white folks.
Yeah. I was listening to Shadow Without the other day, and Freddie has a line on there. He says, "Does black lives really matter when you about to go kill your enemy?"
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's 5 years ago, five, 6 years ago when that album came out.
Yeah, so I've been feeling weird about that as well. Like, listening to music that promotes that, well, technically promotes that. So yeah, I feel like it kind of goes in line with what T.I. said, but the difference is the whole police part makes it even worse.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? In this climate, like, that we're in. Yeah.
Like, you saying you going to kill a nigga, shoot a nigga, you know, we can look at that as just lyrics or whatever. But right now in this climate, I do feel weird about listening to it. But anybody else feel like that?
Not at all.
Music is music type of thing for you?
Because, I mean, why would I feel differently now than I felt 5 years ago or that I felt 10 years ago?
Because some things, like, hit you in certain moments and for certain reasons. And I know, but me personally, like, depending on where I am in life or my mind at the time, you know, it'll hit me different depending on what's going on in my life. Like, say I got a son now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So something might hit me a little different because I have a son. So things might change in your life that makes you feel different about things. And I was thinking about the climate that we're in. Do lyrics, you know, make you feel a certain way about things?
But those aren't the same situation, though. I'll be real quick, Ralph.
Yeah, I know they're not.
And that's why it doesn't make me feel any differently, because, I mean, quote unquote, black on black crime has been an issue for a very long time.
Yes.
Or if you want to say urban crime, or if you want to say inner city crime, has been an issue for decades.
Right before we were.
And this has nothing to do with police on black crime. So me listening to lyrics about, oh, this rapper is going to go shoot this other person, I mean, there's always been an issue with that stuff, but I can look at it as art and I can separate and say, well, this is not really reality. Or I can look at it and say, this is a story. But it's not going to make me feel weird now because cops are killing black people. Now, if a white rapper, just like a fucking Little Dicky or something, decided he wanted to go on record and make a joke about, oh, you know, I'm going to go call the cops on my enemy because I don't want to deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So let me ask you this. If it's a rapper that's promoting Black Lives Matter and saying Black Lives Matter, but at the same time, and his music conflicts with that, Do you still feel that way?
Yeah.
That's changed over time, right? Because I know I said black on black crime has always been a thing, but it hasn't always been this Black Lives Matter movement, right?
It's still not.
Well, I'm just saying, you got a lot of people screaming Black Lives Matter now. So I'm saying, with all these people screaming Black Lives Matter, let's say like a Benny the Butcher, he's at rallies and stuff screaming Black Lives Matter, but still talking about, you know, shooting and killing niggas. Like, so that you're still able to separate it at that point?
Yeah,
too?
Because I repeat, those two things are not the same discussion. So discussing police on black violence, where it's an issue where my tax dollars are paying you to kill me, that's a different situation than if I'm talking about living in an impoverished area and being really a victim of the system that put me there and the system that keeps me there.
Yep.
It's not an excuse, it's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of people don't seem to understand because they've never been in those situations. But I mean, I haven't either, obviously. I've never been so poor where I felt like I need to kill somebody to get by. But I know that those things exist and I understand how they work.
Mm-hmm.
So someone saying Black Lives Matter and someone says, okay, well, what do you mean? Well, I feel like the system that's going on right now is putting black lives at risk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can have a discussion. But at the same time, I do feel like that person can tell stories about what's going on in this area, or they can use their art to discuss these scenarios. I don't think that those two things are really conflicting. And I think that that's a very white conservative talking point that they keep trying to insert into the discussion, which is, well, why are black people talking about Black Lives Matter, but then there's all this black on black crime? Well, those are two different discussions, and they don't seem to get that. And it's starting to get to the point where it's very, very, very frustrating.
Yes.
You know?
Did you, I know you tweeted about Keisha Lance Bottoms. Did you see that? That was, man, that shit infuriated me.
Right.
To see her. Keisha Lance Bottoms? We'll be back after this quick break.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
A 9-year-old black girl was killed, and she went on there and talking about, you know, you guys talking about Black Lives Matter, but you're killing your own or something along.
No, she said the cops didn't do this. You can't blame this on the cops.
Yeah.
Who the fuck blamed that on the cops, Keisha? This shit is so aggravating. It's like you got your own people that can't explain this shit properly. You're the fucking mayor. You're the mayor. And you up here running your dumb ass mouth and don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And don't nobody check her.
And that, like, to like, so many people are watching you and we're making so much progress. And for you to go out there to add to, right, and to reinforce this narrative that's being used against us. And really the only other thing I want to add to this is that recently I've noticed that there's been a lot of conversations about the shootings in Chicago and the shootings in Atlanta, and Trump's talking about going in, and if it
deploying feels the very guard.
Yeah, it feels very, very deliberate that they're all of a sudden starting to focus on the increasing shootings that's happening in all of these other places and trying to make it seem like it's extreme and all this other stuff.
Right.
It's
not.
Right. It's like it bothers me so much because it's like you guys are it feels like the media, both sides are trying to use that to take back control of what's going on right now.
And you know, it's these things happen every year. These
every
numbers
week,
of murders.
To be honest.
Well, no. What I mean is during the summer, the numbers go up, right? And then they go relatively back down in the winter. And they're trying to make this narrative of, oh, well, it's because you guys are pissing off the police and the police don't want to go and patrol these areas. Because there's a commercial that's going around that,
oh
that
my God,
Trump.
Have you
seen that?
Seen that?
Yes.
It's terrifying.
It's disgusting.
I'm so disgusted.
It's really gross propaganda that Trump is putting out where he's like, it's like a reenactment
police,
of someone calling a 911 call.
I can't hear it, both of y'all.
It's a reenactment of somebody calling a 911 call, right? And the 911 operator is like, thank you for calling 911, but because you've defunded the police, there's nobody here to help you. So if it's a rape, press 5. If it's a burglary, press 1 or whatever, whatever. And it said response time is 5 days, you know, and then it's like, oh, then it's Trump. This was paid for by, or I approved this message, whatever it is. So people are now trying to pretend that these numbers aren't. Oh, go ahead, Sophie.
I kind of recorded some of it because it wouldn't play the whole thing.
Yo, that's fucking crazy.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Exactly
but
what
here's
it is.
Here's the problem. Now you have a black mayor in the South that is enforcing his fear-mongering. She's going on here saying, oh, well, you guys can't say anything about the police because this has nothing to do with the police. You're doing it. But it's like, how are you so fucking tone deaf?
And I don't think she's the only one. I think there's a black, I want to say mayor, or yeah, I think it's a mayor who was elected, I think, in Baton Rouge. And she was like this older looking lady with, like, you know, the church wig, and everybody saw her. She's like the first black woman elected. So just off the strength of that, you know, it was around in circulation and people were so happy and this and that and the third. And I was just like, what's her politics? I didn't look it up, but I just said, what's her politics? Literally, like, a couple hours later, I saw it retweeted. So I just checked the site, and she is definitely funding more money to the police, this and that, this and that, this and that. She's super conservative because she's black. So it's not the first time we're seeing this. I think my issue with Keisha is that she tries to toe the line with the leverage of black, predominantly black male artists who, in my opinion, a lot of them are kind of washed up. As far as their music goes, and now they feel like they're activists because they have their capitalist gains and things that they own in Atlanta. So now they feel like it's almost like when you have a lot of money and you join the like school committee to get a say in, like, you know, the activities and stuff that your child is going to excel in. You know, it's like, hey, I want to have a say in this, so I'm going to rub elbows with this person or this person to cover my assets or cover my whatever. And so all of these people are just kind of in cahoots with her. And I just kind of feel like nobody's checking her on their shit because everyone else benefits just by like rubbing shoulders with her. And that's my issue with it.
But it's like you're coming out once again, fussing at black people, you know, and that's what bothered me about what she said. It's like we kind of need you, you know, know, we don't have to agree with everything that you're saying, but you know, for you to contribute or for you to like, not even dog whistle, but for to say this for the sake of white people, you know, is what it felt like. And last thing, Rod. Well, go ahead, Rod.
I'm sorry. What I was going to say, and I'm not saying I don't disagree with you guys, but do y'all think it's deliberate?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
So y'all don't think it's coming from a good place, what she says?
Oh, like, Keisha?
No.
Because part of me...
She probably got people pushing her to say that shit.
Yes.
See, that's what I'm saying. 100%. So you think that's deliberate. So you don't
she has
think
a white man off with a leash behind her.
Say that one time.
No, I'm sorry. I keep speaking over you. No, finish. No, finish your point.
So y'all don't think it's a part of her that's coming from a black parent, black mom standpoint?
Even
like,
if she is, that shit is some coon-ass shit.
I understand it might be cool, but sometimes black women, they... Like moms and shit, they really just be saying some shit. Like,
and I feel that.
But she's a mayor.
I understand that.
So she needs to step away from this quote unquote black mom thing.
And let's add on. Remember, we had a discussion about her being a VP pick. What she said fits right into
100%.
Yeah.
Not Biden's thing, though.
Bullshit.
Yes,
it would. But look, Biden does not really want to defund the police. No, don't believe that.
He doesn't.
He does not. If anything, Biden is going to pull the okie doke like your boy Obama did, get in that office, start writing a whole bunch of bullshit ass laws. You cannot trust a single word that comes out of Biden's quivering ass lips.
He's actually already said that he wants to give more money to the police.
Well, I thought he did. Go. That's what I was thinking too. Yeah. So I'm like, why would he say this is like, because in that commercial that Sophie showed me, it's saying that Biden wants to defund the police.
That's just Trump lying. That's just Trump lying because he feels desperate. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, to be straight up, that's a good ass commercial. It really is, because if I was stupid or ignorant, I would be like, oh my God, this is really what's going to happen if we vote Biden? But because I have most of my brain cells still work, I can tell that that's some bullshit. And your girl, Keisha, like I said, she is 100% playing into this narrative.
100%.
Yes.
I don't know if I agree that it's 100.
Okay, then 98.99999.
I think part of it is just that black mom shit. Because I've heard, you know, sometimes they can just go. And I understand I understand she's a mayor. You know what I'm saying? I understand that part. But part of it, just bear with me, Sophie. Like part
she
of it
irritates me. Like, I'm tired of talking about her. I got a mayor named Keisha. I got a mayor named Keisha. I don't give a fuck. She don't give a fuck about you.
The thing is, Rod, let me ask you this. Where was she last year?
What do you mean?
Did you see her on the news talking about these murders last year? No.
I don't pay attention to this. I can't.
Okay, well, I'm telling you she wasn't there.
Yeah.
Year before that.
Crickets.
Nothing. Keisha ain't jumped out the box until exactly what Sophie just said. Oh, we have a mayor named Keisha. She's black. Let's pay attention to her. That's all it is. No one gave two fucks about anything Keisha had to say. And Keisha didn't have to say anything before. She didn't care. She's been on the news now because she's a black mayor in the city where all of this stuff is happening. But she wasn't saying shit when these murders were happening last year.
And I can tell you as a fact, like, okay, granted, yes, I used to, you know, be in the club industry and stuff like that. So, like, I know a lot of these, like, club promoters and stuff, they feel not emboldened. I don't know if emboldened is the right word, I guess. But just, like, they feel like they have someone to relate to as far as like, again, their own assets, their businesses that they want to promote. Shit, let's try to call Keisha to see if the club could be open till 4 today. Let's, you know, like they feel like they have her number in her pocket and they try to go to these meetings and they're at all these press conferences and releases and photo ops so that they can, again, rub elbows to have the clubs open later or to, you know, get grants for their businesses or whatever, because Atlanta is a Black, you know, business, whatever, whatever. So a lot of people feel like, since I have these assets, I'm going to just literally be in her corner so that I can get my shit approved or so that I can do my shit. And because people, I feel like she was probably just minding her business, trying to win the election. And then because she did, I don't even really think people knew her policies or gave a fuck. They were just like, oh shit, I got a Black mayor named Keisha. Let me hit her up to see if I could do extra. Oh, let's try to talk business. I just wanted to see if I could. That's literally what I'm seeing from all of these promoters, all of like, it's like this Black excellence thing too, that like people are like trying to like buy into, like, oh, she did such a good job. She got the election. She, you know, did this. So I'm going to try to do this to be cool with her so that I can back up my whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just a fake relationship to me.
And
she just doesn't come off like a straight coon to me. And I don't know. To me, she just doesn't.
I don't think that's what she's doing. It feels like she's being very self-serving
and tone deaf.
Is she being self-serving?
Huh? Well, tone deaf is kind of part of being a coon. But I've tried to stop calling people coons. I've tried. I'm not saying I've succeeded, but I'm trying.
Coon, it's just,
I feel you. I feel you. But
she's not Terry Crewsing.
I mean, is she not?
That's what I'm asking. So
yeah, she's basically on the same level.
She has. Two that I can point to?
She has been shitting on Black Lives Matter this whole time.
Really?
Which is, yes.
Not the whole time.
So why does she have so many differences with Brian Kemp then? Like, why did they have so many like...
Wait,
like
why did she have what?
When it come to things. Like, it seemed like she had... It seemed like they have a lot of differences when they
like
come to policies.
Like what?
Like when he wanted to open back over the state.
She was cool with it until people started complaining.
And until she started protesting.
Yes.
That's when the curfews came about.
She didn't say shit. She was cool with keeping those bars open. But oh, now Kemp's
done
Corona.
It.
Well, it was before that. To be fair, but she didn't say anything. She was not outspoken. Like, oh, this is a terrible idea. I need Kemp to not do this until people started freaking out and yelling at Kemp and saying, "Yo, this is fucked up." Then she wants to come around the backside. Listen, she was the one. I told y'all this before. Why was she the one saying to keep the Beltline open? The Beltline has hundreds of people. The amount of foot traffic on the Beltline alone can keep Corona happy for years in Atlanta.
But I guess
that's ignorance. Wait. Just stay with me for a minute. Because she doesn't come like a coon to me. Sometimes a lot of that stuff it comes off as ignorance before just like pandering or deliberately like listening to someone and say, "Hey, we need you to say these things."
I don't think you can afford to have that type of ignorance when you're in a place of power like that.
I'm not saying you can.
Which is why I feel like it's cooning, because saying that it's ignorance in a place where you literally cannot afford to be ignorant is literally a choice.
But I think, and kind of to go back to
all y'all people out here getting Corona.
But my whole thing is kind of taking some of the examples that Mike gave was that's why I look at like her actions as benefiting her. Like,
yes,
she disagreed with Kemp when it was beneficial to her, self-serving. The Beltline thing was self-serving. Mm-hmm. So that's why I use self-serving more than cooning, you know, because it's always, you know, to make her look good or better.
And it is really not helping, to be honest.
It's not.
She looks like shit regardless.
Mm-hmm. It's not. I was rocking with her, but.
When?
I didn't like her. Yeah, I was.
Why?
I criticized some things that she did.
But what made you
overall,
rock with her? Curious. Because besides her being Black, what made you rock with her?
Being Black was I definitely liked that.
Besides her being Black.
But besides that, you know, it felt like she was being like a leader in the times that we need one. But the more she talked, the more I started to look at some of the things that she was doing, I started to see, you know, like some of her flaws. Mm-hmm. But the things that turned me against her, or one of the things that I held, and this is why I was like, I'm just going to judge this statement and not her, was when she started fussing at Black people about the looting and stuff like that. And then, but this one, You know, it was just like when she said that, it was like, okay, I can't even rock with you like that. So it's starting to be, it was a couple of hits that the hits just kept on coming. You know, the Beltline thing, I agree, you playing politics, you know, so I understand that. But it started there.
That was before the Black Lives Matter issue. But it, for me, it started with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't really like her before that.
Why?
Because I'm not going to look at somebody and say, oh, well, she's black, so therefore she's got my best interests in mind. And that is the biggest problem that black people have, right? Not the biggest, but one of them, is that anytime we see us in a political place, we automatically think they have our best interests in mind. And it's not true. It fucking hasn't been true ever.
A lot of them are crooked at the end of the day.
A lot of them are what?
A lot of them are crooked as hell at the end of the day.
Well, every politician is crooked. Yeah. But you look at Keisha Lance Bottoms. And here's the thing. I'm sure she's a nice person in real life. When she got sick, I don't want anything to happen to her. I'm sure she's a fine person.
Yeah, she is. I've met her. That's what I'm saying. I met her.
You've met her, but I mean.
I mean, not like met her. I don't know her.
What I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
You know, but I'm sure she's a fine person. Mm-hmm. You know, would she give me a dollar if I really needed it? Maybe. But if I'm looking at a situation of her being a politician, and when she says one thing, and then immediately after she says something completely different and then doesn't reconcile those two things, I look at you and I say, you're full of shit and I don't believe anything else you say. Because if she said, keep the Beltline open and then we're going to regulate it by saying, if you're immunocompromised, you can go from this time to this time. If you're of this age, you can go this time to this time. But then when people say, well, who's supposed to enforce that? And she says nothing. Mm-hmm. Then she turns around and says, oh, I totally disagree with Kemp and his desire to open things back up. But you just fucking said that you wanted white people to get exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still looking at her like, yeah, she's a leader. No, she's not. She's a fucking politician.
I always look at you as a politician for when you're black. I like that. But I always say I like to give them the benefit of the doubt and hope that they do a good job.
Yeah, same.
And but then after, you know, like, I understand that I want you to do a good job. Mm-hmm. I understand you're a politician. I know what comes with that. But once you start, like, showing who you are, then, you know, it's like, okay, like, I'm no longer rocking with you.
Because it's safe to say that we all particularly like Stacey Abrams, right?
Yes, because Stacey Abrams has not said anything so far to make herself look like a fucking idiot.
Exactly. So what does she start?
What did she say? Maybe I missed it.
Except for the, you know, agreeing with Biden and saying that she thinks like he's innocent per like the sexual assault.
She started.
I did not see that.
Yeah, she started to become a politician. See? Too.
So that's my point.
But that goes to my point.
It does.
What goes to your point?
Y'all were the ones saying like, giving them the benefit of the doubt, and if they're black, blah blah blah. And I just said you can't trust them just because they're black. Right. I don't like Stacey Abrams because she's black.
First statement was we can all say that that we pretty much like Stacey, and you said yes
until Sophie just said. Now I'm good.
So now you're good on her.
I'm good on her. If that's what she really said, I'm gonna go look it up just to make sure y'all didn't misquote some shit. But if she really is jumping out the window saying she thinks Biden is innocent just because.
She was believing the investigation, exactly. That's what she was doing. The same thing that Keisha's doing.
Again, like this is Stacey Abrams, and we all just said that we pretty much, you know, like her. But when little stuff starts coming out, you know, it's like, you know what?
It's like, what bucket do you put them in? So Mike has, I guess I'm gonna say one thing, and he's like, okay, I'm good on that. You know, for me, it's like, okay, there's strike one, strike two, strike three.
Yeah, because I've seen stuff after to me, she's had comments that are still valuable as far as, like, her work or whatever the fuck has been so far. I have my eye on her. But, yeah, I just feel like as far as Keisha goes, I don't feel like she ever has valuable things to say.
Okay, so that's the difference.
Mm.
Well, okay, so let me be clear. When I say I'm good on Stacey Abrams, I'm not saying fuck her, throw her in the trash. I hate her forever. No, I'm saying until I can verify what these comments are, I'm not going to be running around saying, yeah, 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 Stacey Abrams. Mm-hmm. Would I still want her to win over Kemp? Absolutely.
Okay.
Because you support someone who may or may not be a rapist, that's not going to make me say I hate you forever.
Right.
So that doesn't disprove the point of I'm not looking at somebody and saying, oh, well, I think they're automatically a leader and I can trust them because they're black. That's what I'm saying. If you're a politician I automatically don't trust you, period. I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, or whatever. I don't trust you.
Right. So you already got that against him.
100%.
Yes.
Gotcha. Because nobody has ever proven me wrong. Gotcha. I've never seen a politician come out and just be 100% clean. And we're humans. That's not going to happen. Right, but right. Every time I start trusting somebody and saying, damn, yes, I want this to happen, you find out they're a rapist or they were a racist or they fucking supported conversion therapy. There's always something. But unfortunately, when it's the game of politics, you have to weigh those some things and say, well, can we live with this something?
And see, when I look at politics, I look at it like it's no way to possibly make everyone happy.
Sure.
So that's when I look at a politician, black, white, or whatever, I always had that in the back of my head.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it may be something I like vehemently disagree with, right? But somebody might agree with it, you know what I'm saying? If it's not like super detrimental to, you know, a particular group of people. But I don't know that I always think like that. Mm-hmm. So you know, that's my whole benefit of the doubt nature that I have when it comes to people in general. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm not so quick to dismiss people on a couple actions.
A couple, though.
Yeah.
See, y'all gonna let this type of shit keep happening, because I'm saying, bro, like, Keisha has had enough couple things for black people to start really being like, yo, what the fuck are you doing up there? The Beltline thing, her comments on police, and then her talking about the riots. I think that's enough at this point for people not to say, get you the fuck up out of office, but for us to start looking at her and being like, you need somebody else to talk to you. You need an advisor. You need to start letting maybe some of these protesters come have a conversation with you.
No, for sure.
So you can understand the shit that you're saying is ignorant and it's detrimental and it's harmful. But she's not doing that. Instead, she just keeps getting on TV and doubling down. Mm. And how long are y'all going to keep saying, well, you know, she's black, so therefore I'm going to give her a couple more chances. How many chances does she need? How is she helping right now? That's a question I can ask you.
Right.
How is she helping right now?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what she's doing and what she's writing. So,
but from what you've seen, how is she helping? By going on TV and saying, this is not the cops. Y'all can't blame this on the cops.
Right.
Y'all need to stop this shit. That is not a black mama to me.
That was harmful.
That was very harmful.
No, for sure.
Because now you're giving these cops more ammunition to go into these neighborhoods and think that they're actually doing the right thing by busting heads. Mm-hmm. This is not what we need right now.
Yeah, she lost me with that one. I was like, nah, bro, I can't do that.
I don't know. I just see other people saying it too. It's not just her. And I think people black people in those communities are saying it. Like, yo, how y'all screaming Black Lives Matter, but y'all killing each other?
They're not mayors.
I understand that.
They're okay to be ignorant.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I think Sophie said this a while ago. Mm-hmm. There's certain people that can afford to be ignorant. Stacey Abrams is not, no, sorry, it's not Stacey Abrams. Keisha Lance Bottoms is not one.
Gotcha.
You can say that because you can afford to be ignorant. You're a citizen.
And then you get brainwashed by, like, this the whole thing has been going on for years, so you're kind of brainwashed too. So, you know, to that whole narrative, the people, you know, and while it's not a false statement, you know, I think they have to understand, you know, yeah, when people are using that, they're using that as a weapon against, you know, everything else. So that whole conversation went somewhere from where people
it's very similar to All Lives Matter. Like,
yeah,
she could have said that shit without including the police part. Right. Just say, hey, that would have been a black mama. Like, y'all, come on. Why are y'all killing each other? Stop this shit. Mm-hmm. Leave it there. Why are you bringing up the police? Yeah. She knew what she was doing. She's not stupid.
Yeah. It was fucked up. But
punk ass Kunta Lance Bomb.
Hmm?
Nothing.
Yep. So she took me out with that one. So I'm done.
You done?
That was I'm it. Done with her. Yeah, nah. You can't. she's smart enough to know better, man. Thank to get up there and say that was intentional, and I can't fuck with that. Nah. What you got, Sophie?
Hopefully this can be quick. I was just gonna talk about Wayfair Gate.
Oh, good. Because I'm confused. I don't know what that is.
Amazon
too.
Yeah. So basically,
I heard about that.
I haven't.
Please fill me in. I heard about this one.
Bro, I got excited.
Please fill me in.
Because I didn't get excited. No, do not say I got excited because I did not get excited.
What is it, Sophie? I want to hear this.
I did not get excited.
Yeah. So basically, I think maybe like 2 nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was up late, y'all. I really fucking was. And I was on Twitter and I came across this thread that seemed very odd. They said that there was someone who was basically looking up some things and came across some different cabinets that they saw on Wayfair that were running for about $10,000+. Mm-hmm. Now, they said that the comps for these cabinets are, you know, in the hundreds, somewhere that's not, you know, nearly as much money. And anyways, they looked up these cabinets. The cabinets had different names. Like, you know how, like, when you go to IKEA, it'll have, like, lac shelf or whatever, like,
they'll
a weird name.
Weird Swedish name.
Yeah, it's, like, Swedish names, yeah. Right? So, in this case, it was just different types of names. But ironically, a lot of these names were matching names for missing children. And mm-hmm. they went and
what?
Did a whole bunch of searches. I'm gonna try to find the original tweet just because it was just so fucking wonky and weird to me.
Like a Lexus or something, or like a
yeah, it's okay. So it's still up.
Like a Tabitha or some shit. Like yeah, it was bad.
Damn.
So basically, it says here's a sketchy thing I saw today. I did some searches. People are suspecting that they're selling people in large boxes, storage cabinets on Wayfair. They're all the same products, but have different names, all female names, and they're all priced between $10,000 to $15,000 more than the original cabinet sold elsewhere. Then they say they have like the different cabinets up, like Naraya storage cabinet, Yara Teza storage cabinet, et cetera, et cetera. And they are in between those price points. Then it says that there was a Wayfair walkout to find out, you know, what was happening behind the scenes. And then, of course, you know, missing immigrant children and what, you know, what's been going on with that. Now, a lot of people know or don't know that Wayfair does donate beds and things like that to ICE. Like they do partner with them. And of course, we know that in the thousands, ICE children who are separated from their parents go missing. So there's speculations that this is all tied to a sex trafficking case. And it's interesting because I did see something saying that, I guess Jeffrey Weinstein was buddies with somebody who was like somewhere at the top of like the Wayfair chain, which is just odd. Now, granted, kind of dialing back here, I don't actually think that children or humans are being shipped off in like cardboard boxes with like screws and nails and stuff. I don't think that. I do think that the way that things have been moving and the traction that this has been getting has been sketchy for the company just because it is kind of like hidden in plain sight type of stuff. But yeah, there's entire, you know, trends on this. Hang on, let me just click it and see the updates. I don't know if you guys mind. I'm going to just play this video.
Guys, Wayfair is selling children. This collection is all missing children. They have now removed 11,000 children from their website. They were broadcasted as pillows and shelves, all worth $5,000 to $15,000. The name of the shelf matches the name of the child, but it also says in the description, no passport needed, and continues to describe the child. I saw one of the reviews and it says from Walnut Creek, CA. I looked up Walnut Creek and then I found this. Walnut Creek arrest reveals secret world of child sex trafficking. Girls as young as 9 allegedly being bought and sold in the Bay Area. This is Samara Duplessis. She's 13 years old. She went missing in Michigan. This is a Duplessis pillow. It's being sold for $10,000. Also, you need a code to buy these. Please like, share, copy link. Yuritsa Storage. Let's raise awareness, please.
It's just weird. It's just all really fucking weird. So I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. It's like I feel like I'm like doing this like conspiracy thing. I almost feel weird talking about it because I'm like, I don't want to be like fake news, whatever. But it just sounds fucking weird. And the fact that there are all these links and connections and stuff. But yeah, I was trying to say we have a picture of. How do you pronounce her name? Glazane Maxwell, pictured with the president of operations at Wayfair.
Well, I will say that, yeah, I thought it was ridiculous when Nate brought it to my attention. I was like, what? No. But then she started bringing up like how you're doing, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, so is it a situation where, no, they're not shipping kids, but maybe like this is a way to get the payment through the site type of thing.
Yeah, maybe.
From like a
actual drop off. I think it's affiliated in some way.
I think an actual drop off may be happening because I don't want to downplay this at all. But
now they did say that some of the people who in these news coverage stories have been found or recovered some way. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I'm sure that there is a loophole. I don't even know if this is true.
It's just really weird that these items are going for $5,000 to $15,000.
Yeah, it's just very odd, especially when their comps are like $200-$300 for the same thing.
It's not a cabinet that's $5,000-$10,000.
And they did say ever since this happened, they've deleted a lot of those things online. Yep. Now I have seen some people say, you know, hey, sometimes that, you know, when you enter certain things into a system, you know, there's like glitches like anything else. Like there was that IKEA glitch like a month or two ago where you could get like $250 off or whatever. Like as far as like coupon codes and stuff, flight deals, you know, you might have something accidentally published for $13 when it's really like $350 or whatever. But I just think that this is too convenient, you know, that the fact that the names are so specific, because I don't understand why they would have entire collections dedicated to that. That doesn't really make sense to me. But I think even more so that like than this, something that I just kind of wanted to focus on was, I know that, you know, in Atlanta, we have one of the biggest child sex trafficking trades, I think, worldwide or something, just due to like, we're up there just, you know, due to the airport. And I know they said Town Center Mall is one of the biggest like trade-offs for kids and stuff like that. And it's just crazy because it hits close to home, but I know that every time I'm walking through the Atlanta airport, I see signs like, you know, if you hear something, say something, you know, watch out for child trafficking, this and that and the third. And I guess I'm just a little bit unnerved because it almost seems as if I could definitely understand these big box corporations having a big hand in sex trafficking almost as like a hidden in plain sight type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like, you put these things up so that us, the regular people, can look out for it. Meanwhile, you're in the back doing whatever. I don't know. And I don't really like to speculate and whatever. I'm just saying it could be a possibility. And it's just really fucking sketch.
So has Wayfair said anything?
Yeah. So that's what I was going to say next. They've come out and denied allegations. I haven't read the actual statement, but I did see a headline where they came out. Do you have it pulled up?
I can read it.
Okay, go ahead.
They said, there is, of course, no truth to these claims. The products in question are industrial-grade cabinets that are accurately priced. Recognizing that the photos and descriptions provided by the supplier did not adequately explain the high price point, we have temporarily removed the products from site to rename them and to provide a more in-depth description and photos that accurately depict the product to clarify the price point.
Wow. Right, so that kind of...
What'd you say? Yeah.
It sounded like some political shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was actually going to say, because I mean, I think there's something weird going on. Mm-hmm. I do not think that they're selling kids.
Or not in this manner, anyway.
I don't think they're selling kids, period. Huh. I don't.
When you
I don't
say think, selling kids, what?
I don't think Wayfair is selling children and putting them on their website with the names of cabinets. First of all, that is way too obvious. That's just not the way these child rings work. They're not going to put this on a public website and say, hey, there's this girl that was named Mercedes that was kidnapped. Well, if you want Mercedes, mm-hmm. buy this Mercedes locker. Mm-hmm. That's too obvious. I was more looking at it like, well, maybe this was some jackass that worked there that maybe thought this was funny or something. Or I thought. Mm-hmm. Or maybe somebody hacked their site, something. Mm-hmm. Their explanation doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. The fact that so many of these cabinets share the names with missing children, mm-hmm. yes. I do not think that that's a coincidence. At the same time, I do not think that Wayfair is going to be this messy. When we talk about conspiracy theories and stuff, I said before that if these kinds of places, if they don't want you to find some shit out, you're not going to find it out. They're not going to be as dumb to name their cabinets the same thing as these missing children that they're selling. Think about how stupid that is. Because how long would it take before someone finally figured that out?
Right.
That's not going to stay a secret for very long. And they're like, wait, why is this cabinet named Yuritsa? Why is this cabinet named Zarya? That's a weird name for a cabinet.
But they do have cat like Madisons and stuff like that. They do have like bedroom furniture that are named after, like, it sound like real like names.
Name. Sure, mm-hmm. But if I kidnapped FIFO and decide to sell FIFO, mm-hmm. why in the fuck would I name the item FIFO? I would name it Ofif.
So or, the person that you know wants to know what they're buying.
Look, again, mm-hmm. If you are in a child selling ring, mm-hmm. you're going to give code words. You're not going to give the motherfucker's name. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I kidnapped FIFO. If you want to buy FIFO, buy the FIFO cabinet. That is really stupid.
So, okay. So how does that person know what they're buying then?
What do you mean?
So for and so it won't tie back to mm-hmm. an actual person, right? They go through this site, uh-huh. right? So how does that person know how to?
They would give it a code
why
name.
Why would they put it on Wayfair?
Yeah, they would give it a different name. Yaritza equals.
But see that'll tie back to
AF23.
Yeah, something like that.
But that would tie back to someone because who changed
how? And Yaritza doesn't?
No. It doesn't because it's just going to the site. But you're saying somebody would have to physically change the name.
Like, I say you would start out with that name.
Say that one more time.
I say you would start out with that name when it's listed.
Start out with which name?
With AF-245.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Yeah. Kind of hide the name.
Yeah, you wouldn't even start with Yaritza.
Do you start with it? It doesn't.
I wouldn't. That's just so. That's stupid.
It might be hidden in the name. It might be like an A5L something. Mm. Eureka or whatever.
Like that could easily be like code. You know, you can just, you yeah. know, go through the Apple. You
I
know.
Just feel like if you try to start controlling that, it'll tie back to someone. And I How? Think that's what they're trying to avoid.
How are they avoiding it by giving it the same name right. as the person that was kidnapped? That's a really
so
stupid
much
way.
About this that don't make sense.
Because
to me.
It's yeah. an item, right? And so it's like how, oh man, this is weird to talk about and try to figure out. But like, If you're in that, like you said, in that mm-hmm. cell, in that ring,
yeah.
or whatever, like, how do you know what product are you purchasing if it's not specific?
You don't think that there's okay. So you ever seen those old movies where they have like those like spy codes mm-hmm. where it's like A really equals F,
and
F really equals Z.
Yeah,
they would do something like that before they just put the person's name on a very public website. And listed mad numbers of them. It would be different if it was one. If people were like, yo, this girl was kidnapped and this one thing. But there's like 50.
See, they may think it, like, once they purchase it, it goes off the item, right?
But
it
why
goes,
even put it up there to begin with? Why put it
because
on
Wayfair?
Because
it'd be
Wayfair?
Something that's super quick, right?
I can see that.
Oh, my Lord.
Say that one more time?
I can see that.
It'd be something that comes down off super quick. Like, after you purchase it, it comes down.
I'm going to say this again. This is why Trump is in office.
Y'all,
is,
come on,
us,
y'all.
This is
a little.
I know this is
ridiculous.
Us talking, but we need to talk.
I'm not saying that we don't, because there may be other people that think this way. So that's why we talk it out this way. So yeah, I mean, so y'all don't think that's a possibility that you could put it up there for, yo, and it has an expiration and then boom, it comes
out. I just think nobody would be this stupid.
No, I don't either.
I just find it hard to believe.
If we can make a fucking Marvel movie with a way more complex script than this goofy shit, like Wayfair would have to be the dumbest child predators, child sellers, whatever the name is, child traffickers on the face of the earth to put this on one of the biggest distribution sites in the world. They don't think that anyone would figure this out. Like, yo,
it goes back to something Sophie was saying about hiding in plain sight. People do that all the time. So what's the best?
Who does that? Because
I don't know these people. don't ask me no questions like that. I don't know who hides shit like that in plain sight. Mike, ooh, see what I'm saying? You trying to get me fucked up having motherfuckers calling me.
That's not what I meant.
Who, Rod? Roderick, right?
That's not what I meant. You know what I'm saying? We always hear that term.
Yes.
Because it sounds good. But how often does this really actually happen? But I would need examples. More than two, to where I would think that something as detailed and as heinous as child trafficking is really hiding in plain sight. This is a dumb move by Wayfair. if they really want to be child traffickers. What's they might want to leave the game.
I'm trying to think of things that were hidden in plain sight. It's actually a show on it. There's actually a show on it. So, I mean, it gives answers.
This is a drug dealer walking out in the middle of the street with a shirt that says, I sell drugs.
This is
it's
crazy. Just,
it's a little too much.
Human trafficking.
I mean,
it used to be
I got it for cheap shirts.
Say what?
Oh, plain sight. Uh-oh. Panderers. Like they say, yo,
who?
Do you have tickets?
Who?
Not panderers, but what do you, scalpel? What are they called?
Scalpers?
Yeah. Scalpers? Yeah. They say, yo, do you have tickets?
That's not illegal though.
Right, but it's in plain sight. Like it's like, but it's they're not asking for tickets. They actually have tickets to sell.
But it's not illegal for them to resell a ticket. It's not illegal. So how is it hiding in plain sight?
Why would they say that? Why would they just say, yo,
Some of them just wait for you to walk up and they say, oh, you need tickets.
But I'm saying, I see the signs all the time. I used to think it was weird when I first
I still think it's weird. I don't know what that means.
I was like, yo, why are they saying like, yo, do you have tickets or whatever? I'm like, when they actually are the ones that's selling them.
Or am I wrong? Is scalping tickets illegal? I'm pretty sure it's not.
Why wouldn't it be?
Because bots will buy tickets and then resell them on actual legit websites. So it can't be illegal.
Scalping is illegal when you sell fake tickets.
Yes, exactly, Rob. Fake tickets.
But you can sell tickets. Yes, you could. This is America. Yes. Like we're supposed to be free to a degree, but
right.
Whatever I own, I can sell it. Yes. If I own these tickets, I can sell it to whoever the fuck I want to sell it to. But the scalpers, they get in trouble because they're selling fake tickets.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That makes sense. Thank you, Ralph. Mm-hmm. So that's not hiding in plain sight. That's doing business in plain sight. Because you're not hiding. I'm still with you 100%, Rod. That sign don't make any sense. And I've always thought that. And I'm like, that, but what?
Yeah, like, huh?
So I don't know.
That shit just confused the hell out of me.
Everything about this is just extremely convenient. Mm-hmm. Like, Princess Peach, 1987, just happens to be looking for cabinets. And these cabins just happen to be the name of you know, missing people. And this person, Princess Peach 1987, just happened to be involved in a local organization that helps victims of human trafficking. Mm. It looks just like there's too.
Yeah.
So you believe
too much
it?
Here. No.
Oh, so you don't believe.
I can't believe this shit.
So you're saying there's too much to believe that you don't believe it?
All of this stuff is too convenient for her.
It's too much for
push.
It to be real.
Yes.
It's just way
so
too much.
So why would they do this? This doesn't give them good press.
No. Wayfair's not doing it.
This was on Reddit. The person, Princess Peach 1987, it feels like this is made up. Like, this is some crazy ass shit. This shit is stupid as hell for anybody to do this. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe it.
I don't know. I just feel so bad, of course, for the kids who get separated from their parents at the border. A lot of them go missing. Where the fuck do they go? You got Amazon supporting ICE. You got, you know, Wayfair supporting ICE. Granted, I don't necessarily know if they're in cahoots with them.
And selling them in cabinets.
Taking
the kids and selling them in cabinets.
You think, here's the other thing. You think if they were really doing this, they would make it known that they're supporters of ICE?
Right. We support ICE. So like, you guys can give us some kids.
This is the worst X-Files episode of all time. The absolute worst. This is after fucking Mulder left and they brought in the guy from T2.
Right.
It's that season of X-Files.
I hope y'all are right.
Me too.
I do too. Otherwise, I'm looking at Wayfair like, y'all deserve everything you get because y'all some stupid motherfuckers.
This is ignorant as hell.
Y'all not even trying. Y'all trying to get caught. Y'all need business class because this is some stupid shit.
Damn. But yes, the human trafficking is a real thing and it needs to be taken very seriously.
Yes.
But that's not like part, this.
Yeah. But we're wasting time by looking at, Wayfair is selling kids in cabinets.
No, not. So you keep going to that part.
I'm just playing. Oh, man. Any of this, I think this is a waste of the FBI's time to be like, yo, I wonder if Wayfair is really.
And you selling them for $14,000,
$13,000,
$12,000?
That's probably about what
they
cost.
I'm asking.
I would be weirded out if they were less than that.
Okay.
I wouldn't imagine.
Mm-hmm. That's gross.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. I've seen articles and toys and stuff that have been listed at high prices, but in the description, it's like bust sizes and just different.
You said toys?
Yeah, like toys, like an action figure. But then in the description, it's like, it comes with, it's this tall and this hair color and blah,
blah. I can see that.
Yeah, it's scary. Yeah,
if this was on Facebook,
that's not a person they're selling.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
People are, you Ken will know this. These guys are real serious about these like replica dolls.
Like, that's what you're
like
saying.
Like comic book, like that's if this like saying. An Incredible Hulk toy, yeah, those nerds, they want to know like what's that's the bust what size on Hulk. No, the bust size is actually 36 inches and this is only 32 and a half. Yeah, right.
I know what you talk about. Mike really tried to play me there.
Right after I did, I was like, no, Rod's not dumb.
I don't know.
It is an interesting story, though.
Yeah, no, it is. It's highly, I don't know.
Something's happening.
Something is up.
This is not a coincidence that they're naming all of these things after missing children.
Maybe they're just really sick and demented and think this is, right. You know.
Maybe there's some of the programmer is just... fed weird.
Up. It's possible.
Maybe somebody internal is like, I want to get this shit out, but I don't want to say that I did it.
Nah, because there's quality control and quality control.
Yeah, and ways for you to like track it back.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some sick people out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Because they used to do that shit with animations and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What if they think,
hide stuff in there?
What if they think, we think it's so ridiculous that they're not going to believe it?
No. That's the plain sight part.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
We'll be back after this quick break. What you got, Mike?
Mine will actually be quick because it's not a topic, but I just want to tell y'all some shit that went down this past weekend.
Oh my
some
God.
Literal, some literal shit. Bro, it was, I almost whooped his mephetic ass. Bruh, the yard is a fucking disaster. All right. My bushes grow hella high. The trees have limbs that just be laying on top of the house, all kinds of shit. And I've been telling my landlord for the past 3 years that he needs to at least do the tree work because I'm not doing that. I'm not climbing a fucking ladder for your property. I'll mow the lawn, I'll cut the bushes, but I ain't doing trees. So he finally sent this dude over. The guy came the first day and man, he busted his ass. Mexican brother, him and his friend. I don't know if it's his friend or his actual literal brother, but he came with another guy. And they got busy. They fucking did a great job. And I'm going out and I'm talking to the guy like, yeah, man, this looks fucking great. He's like, yeah, I'm going to come back tomorrow and I'm going to do these other things. I'm like, cool. He comes back the next day. They do some more work. It looks fucking wonderful. All right. They had to come back one more time. Y'all are stupid. He has to come back one more time. So he comes and the day before he had mentioned, I'm going to come back and mow your front yard. And I was like, I don't think you're supposed to do that, but let me check with my landlord. So I call my landlord and I'm like, yo, he's here and he wants to cut the front yard, but I can do that myself. So I don't want him to charge you for that. That's kind of goofy. And he's like, no, he's not supposed to do that. Just go pass on the message for him not to cut the front yard. Bet. I open my door. I go out. I don't see him. I'm looking around like, where the fuck is this dude at? I look to my right. This motherfucker is in front of my house between the bushes and my house with his pants all the way down and he's wiping his ass with either a rag or a wad of paper towels. And I didn't even know what to say. So I just turned around and I went right back in the house. Hey. It didn't even register to do that.
Right.
I came in the house and I was like, I'm standing there looking in the air like, did this really fucking happen? So I peeked back out just to make sure. And yeah, he's still there trying to get his pants up. I went back in the house and I just said, motherfucker. And I look out the window and I see him bolt, jumps in his car and he fucking takes off, leaves all of his shit, 4 ladders.
So I have a question though.
Mm-hmm.
Because I obviously already know.
I didn't find the shit, no.
No, not even that. Oh. I can give a fuck less about that.
Mm.
He dug a hole. He still got the ladders and shit?
No, man.
He
okay.
came back and got him?
This is the part that I think is fucked up about humans. Mm. I had posted this shit on Facebook, and the mad people were saying the same thing. Yo, can I get them ladders?
I would have said it.
Why? That's fucked up.
I mean, I need a ladder, dog.
Nah, man. This dude.
And
not
sold them shits.
Why would I do that?
You make money.
For what? The dude, listen.
Equipment is expensive as shit.
Mm-hmm. This is a guy that makes his living off of doing manual labor. One. Two, we're in a very... But you know what I found
consequences.
Out? But here's the thing, man. When I really thought about this, because I was never really mad. I was just like, yo, what the fuck? Oh, no, I take that back. I was mad for about 10 minutes. I was mad for about 10 minutes. And I was like, yo, I'm about to fuck this dude up. But then he took off and left. After that, I was just like, you know, when I really thought about it, I was like, well, this
dude he actually fertilized my grass.
No,
I did not. That's what I was thinking when I saw it, when I read it.
No, I did not. I thought, okay, I don't know this man, and I know this is going to sound racist, but he could be undocumented. I don't know what his status is. I'm not about to sell his livelihood off from out from under him. I'm certainly not about to call the cops, because other people were like, yeah, you need to call the police. And I'm like, why would I call the police?
What are they going
to
do?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't even, want to know what they're going to do. Because look, in the grand scheme of things, yes, it's gross. The guy took a shit in my yard. It's nasty. Is it worth him losing whatever money he's making off of doing this? Not to me. It really isn't. Because I called my landlord after I had chilled out. I called my landlord and I was like, yo, I don't want this guy to get in trouble. I don't want anything to happen to him. But just so you know, I caught him taking a shit in the yard. That's not the issue. But the issue is he left behind all of his stuff.
Right.
Included the shit.
And including the shit. Including, I went to look for it. I couldn't find it. So I don't know if he kicked it under, because there's a bunch of clippings over there. So I don't know if he kicked clippings on it or what.
Get some good fertilizer in your grass, boy.
Maybe. But I was like, look, he left all his stuff behind and he didn't finish. I just want him to come back and finish.
Shitting or
shut up.
Because I'm sure he didn't wipe his ass good. So you know,
I mean, he probably get mud butt on the way home. So you know,
just gonna make sure he was all right.
So yeah, he didn't come back for 2 days.
Oh,
but he did come back finally. He finished up the yard, which looks amazing. He got his stuff and he left. This is after I texted him. He didn't respond to my text. He didn't respond to my landlord's text. I don't know what finally made him come back, but he came back. And he parked at the house next to mine. I think he was probably afraid that I was going to do something to him or that I was going to call the police. But I did, again, I did find it interesting when I posted this on Facebook. A whole bunch of people had the same question y'all had. When can I get the ladders? And I'm like, come on, y'all. This dude, if he really had to take a shit on the job, what else are you kind of, you're not going to ask the owner of the house. Like, yo, can I come inside and take a shit?
Take a shit.
What you going to say? You got to hold that shit.
So, not, I mean, during Corona too, like.
Bro, you gotta hold that, bro.
I feel that, but apparently.
Like if I'm working on your house and I have to use the restroom, instead of going in the damn yard, like, I'd be like, hey, bro, can I use your restroom?
You gonna take a shit in somebody's house?
I would tell them, no, you can't come in my house.
Yeah. Right.
You can't come in my house. It's Corona. You're not bringing no Corona crap in my house.
And if you would have told me no.
And he probably knew that.
Proceeded to take a shit on the lawn.
What?
Come on, FIFA.
What else are you gonna do? That's the thing.
McDonald's.
Yes.
I feel that too.
What the hell?
I took a shit in someone's yard. What are you so talking about?
Because apparently
restaurants aren't open on the inside anyway. So.
Huh?
Well, that too.
What you saying?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of. I didn't say all of them. I just said not a lot of them are.
But he could have found one. That's
regardless.
Or you could find a fucking.
You gotta take a shit, bro. You ain't got enough time to go to no motherfucking.
Yes, you do.
Not always. Sometimes it hit you.
He had warning signs.
You don't take a shit in nobody's yard or their house.
Apparently that is a thing. I didn't know this, but that is a thing with contractors and yard people is what my friends told me. They're like, yeah, that's fairly common. The only thing is I don't understand why he did it in the front. If he went in the backyard, my backyard is pretty big.
In the front of your yard?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He did it in the front.
Motherfuckers could see all that.
It was behind some really tall bushes. Mm. So it's not like anybody driving by can just look at him like, oh, there's somebody taking a shit.
Hey,
Smokey over here taking a shit. I came out for $2.
You being corn, haven't you?
Was it actually on your property?
Yes, bro. Yeah, you've been to my house. You know the big bushes right in front of my door.
But some, oh, what?
That's what he...
No, Mike. So
you can wake up and smell the shit.
If my window was open,
oh my god!
If my window was open,
that is
unacceptable.
That's fucking crazy.
Look, I'm not saying it was okay. It's not okay. It's fucked up. You know, the only part that pissed me off is he never replied to my text, and he never said thank you or anything.
He was embarrassed.
He was probably embarrassed / scared. And I even texted him, and I was like, "Yo, it's cool. We'll act like yesterday did not happen, but I need you to come back and get your stuff and finish the job."
Mm-hmm.
And crickets.
Mm-hmm.
So I just found that to be very interesting.
So you still have his stuff?
No, he came back and got him. He finished the work.
So he had
took
a ladder
him.
And what else?
Four ladders, some garden shears.
One of them, Mike.
Bro, damn. Why would I do that to him?
One of for the them pain don't... and suffering? For the pain and suffering, bro?
One, like, at least one.
Bro, like, shit, get that shit for pain and suffering, yeah, my nigga.
Shit.
No, I'm not doing that to somebody.
Nah, for real. Best thing upon waking up,
smelling shit in your front lawn.
No, because I told y'all about the time that somebody else shit in my front yard, so I was like, that's the thing I was worried about. I was like, I don't want to come home and smell shit, but y'all are foul, bro.
No, but real talk, yeah, $4 and what else, though?
Some garden shears, some like big lawn shears, a big shovel. No, two shovels.
I got a
shovel. He left shit all over my yard, basically.
No point. Was that intentional?
He left shit all over my yard.
Yeah, I was like, why me? Like, why me? Come on, bro. Like,
that's crazy.
Really? You gonna shit like in front of, if I caught him and he was shitting in the very back of my yard, real talk, I probably wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah,
because I don't care.
Man, what's this karma you have? Who you?
I know.
On?
I don't know. I don't know. Because I'm the only person I know that's had two people shit in their house.
Yeah, that's what karma comes.
And
from
two in a row, karma. Two houses in a row. Like, come on, that's dog. Crazy. Like, anyway, shout out to Juan, man. You a good dude, man. You know, you did a good ass job too, bro. Good ass job. My lawn
looks
fucking great.
Let me know who he
great.
Is so I won't hire that motherfucker.
I mean, hire him. Just let him know, hey, man, you can't do it in the front yard. He'll get it.
Mm-mm-mm.
He's good people, man. He just had to go. Sometime it hits you, man. You might have had irritable bowel syndrome.
And when you got to go, you got to go.
Got to go, got to go. Who said that?
Robin Harris.
Got to go, got
to
go.
Yeah, not in front of my house. Like I said, off to the side, maybe in those shrubs or whatever, maybe. But in front of my house where I could smell it, possibly smell that shit, nah, bro.
Anyway, all I'll say is, and we'll jump in the comments, Kanye did an interview with Forbes, and he confirmed again, or reaffirmed, that he's running for president in 2020 under a new banner called The Birthday Party with guidance from Elon Musk. And I'll just read off the highlights from the interview. We're not going to get into a full discussion. We already did that. Of course, you know, he said he no longer support Trump. He said he was taking off the red hat with that interview. Although I thought he said that before, but okay. That he's never voted in his life. That he's suspicious of the coronavirus vaccine, calls it the mark of the beast. I feel that. That he believes Planned Parenthood have been placed inside cities by white supremacists to do the devil's work. That he's okay with siphoning off black votes from the Democratic Party, helping Trump. He says, I'm not denying it. I just told you to say that the black vote is Democratic is a form of racism and white supremacy.
That's the only thing he said that's been true so far.
What part again?
Yeah, say that.
Assuming that the black vote belongs to the Democratic Party is a white supremacist idea.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. I think that's what he said, right?
Yeah,
words in his mouth.
He said, to say that the black vote is Democratic is a form of racism and white supremacy.
That is true.
That's what he said.
Oh, you're talking about Biden?
No, he's talking about the Democratic Party in general.
Yeah, I know he's talking about it in general, but that lends to something Biden said. Mm.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, the Breakfast Club thing with Charlemagne. Mm-hmm. Or with Charlemagne thing.
If you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't make that connection. That he had COVID-19 in February and that he was watching videos to see what to do. And the last thing is that he envisions a White House organizational model based on the secret country of Wakanda.
So I guess T.R.
going to
be vice president.
You got to come up to the mic.
So I guess T.R. gonna be vice president
expeditiously.
Did he say something about a vice president?
Yeah, he did. Oh, did I click off on? Yeah, it's somebody I've never heard of.
So he was serious, because that's a follow up, right, to what we were talking about. We was wondering if he was serious or not. So he is serious.
He's seriously
done
mentally ill.
Yeah, that's the follow-up, because people from TMZ reported that his family is saying that he is, that he's having an episode and they're concerned.
Total.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just what he said in this fucking rambling bit of nonsense, especially about this Mark of the Beast shit. Like, everyone was posting this on Facebook over the weekend. I was like, bro, are y'all kidding me?
But they've been saying that, though.
That getting the vaccine is somehow tied to the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
We've been saying that. Because I want to say that's in the Bible somewhere, something like that. This whole
Corona is in the Bible?
Not Corona, the this cure all thing or whatever that this super
what
drug. Yeah, that's
so was the flu virus also was the bubonic plague like was what?
No, not the actual disease itself, but just something that everybody is just need to take.
But that's what I'm saying. There's been there's been viruses that have happened before that wiped people out and we developed vaccines for them.
For what? So which one?
Which all one? Like, all yeah, them? All of the, a lot of the things that killed
like
off.
Chickenpox and shit like that? What you talking about?
That killed people, yeah. Measles killed people. But we developed vaccines to.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, it took off some folks.
I didn't realize that.
I've said before that Christians need a new PR team.
Bruh.
And this is one of the reasons why.
Yeah.
Because Christians be letting other Christians that are out of their fucking minds make the rest of y'all look stupid. The mark of the beast is coming in the form of a fucking corona vaccine. Mm-hmm. Cut it out, Kanye.
But you say you feel him on that part. What was that?
About the vaccines, testing vaccines on. Well, I was just thinking about them testing vaccines on black people.
I agree with that.
Because they were trying mm-hmm. to talk about they wanted to do testing in fucking mm-hmm. Africa and shit. Mm-hmm. So that was what I was saying, not the mark of the beast, not where he was taking that shit. Nah. Gotcha. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I did see people saying something.
Yeah, but yeah, so to answer your earlier question, his running mate is Michelle Titball, an obscure preacher from Wyoming.
Titballs?
Titballs, yeah. No, Titball. Like that. Not Titballs. S, but that's just
yo, what up, Titball?
Just one ball, not two.
Titball.
And he said, why the birthday party? Because when we win, it's everybody's birthday.
Okay.
All right. That's gonna do it for our topics this week. We'll be back with common commentary after this quick break. All right, so we're back. Read a few comments from Reddit real quick. King MB22 wrote, y'all wrong for that Coon track, LMFAO. It was groovy. It was a track I added about Terry Crews. Fingers Shanks wrote, I honestly think Kanye could be president in 2024 if we have the same caliber of candidates we do now. LOL, Trump set the bar so low. Then he wrote West Cruz 2024. God, I hope not. RV Hack wrote, if black junkies started banging on a car like that, I wouldn't have been surprised if they were shot. Black lives have been taken for less.
Facts.
And Brief Sketches wrote, he mentioned a long time ago, back to Kanye, that he wanted to work with Gap. The idea was to bring high-end fashion to an affordable price, and that's only possible with companies who have access to the right factories, materials to ensure the low price point. He said he wanted to be the creator director of Gap in an interview in 2015.
That's some bullshit. So, if that was the case, his fucking Yeezys wouldn't be like 200, 250 with Adidas. Mm-hmm. He could sell those shits for at least 100.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted me that same goofy shit, and I was like, I don't care, dude. Like,
right.
I really don't care.
Yeah. Kanye West is mephitic. I do got one more I want to read, and I should have did this in the upfront, but DevMo03 wrote, and this was actually a subject. This wasn't on the thread, the episode thread. I know this isn't podcast related, but I just wanted to thank you guys for putting out the Bravo mixtape. It's been on repeat, and I'm really glad it exists. Between the 2012 tape, DEHH approved, and this new one, it's obvious you guys have some of the best ears for rap in the entire space. So, yeah, thank you again for this.
I'll be feeling some type of way that people don't be bringing up the joint.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, how did y'all miss that? I put a lot of promo out for that fucking shit. And it's dope. It, like, the joint is probably, like, one of our doper projects. Like,
I agree.
We got, like, we got production from, like, Rock Marciano. We got production from, we got Carmago on the shit. Like, we got so many different people on that tape. Like, a lot went into that project.
And just the video that you put out, like, for promo for that. Like, none of the other projects we've done have had that much lead time into anything.
It's weird. It's weird that they just don't know about it.
See, that's why motherfuckers don't give y'all compliments. My man typed out a whole paragraph.
He forgot
one mixtape. And look what y'all did to this man. He ain't gonna never leave a comment again.
Look, that wasn't just for him. Like, that's just...
I don't like it.
That sparked something because the time that went into the joint, like, it just was, I don't know. It's just weird because I've been seeing it actually lately. Like, they say the dead, like, the Dead and Hip Hop Approved was like, what, 2012? Yeah.
That's so crazy.
10 years ago.
Like, how do you remember that one, but not the joint? Like, I don't know. It's just weird.
Hey, bro, I appreciate you, man. Whoever you left, whatever your name was.
Maybe I should have led with that. But it just triggered me.
Well, everybody out there, go check out the Bravo mixtape. It was a collaboration we did with
I'm gonna start tweeting.
It was a collab project we did with.
Yo, just dropped the joint.
Bravo Studios and Patreon, and we had a lot of dope artists come through. So it was cool. It was a dope project. The response has been crazy.
Cooler than the joint.
Yep. So that's going to do it for comments. Yeah, everybody, if you want your comment read on the show, I pull them from the episode only. So when people post the episode on Reddit, leave your comment there. That's where I'm pulling them from. Every other post that you make is great. I take that as a conversation that you guys are having among yourselves. But the ones I'm looking for mostly is going to be under there. So anyway, let's jump into our Pass the Mic segment where we answer your questions. You can send those to isthemicstillon@gmail.com.
Ralph's fault.
Oh, you just saw the arms.
I saw that earlier. anyway, this question is from Darren. So he said, "Hey guys, I've been listening to the podcast ever since y'all started in 2017. 2 years ago, I went to study abroad in Peru and met a girl. She goes to school in Peru and has 3 years left in her undergrad career. I just graduated from school, Oakwood University. Sophie might know where.
Hell no.
There we go. God, so she bless. Does. We've been doing.
Sorry. I have to take a moment. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Take it while I finish reading. We've been dating about a year and a half, and things have been real difficult being long distance and all. We find it really difficult to find new things to keep our relationship intact, but we're running out of options. We keep getting into more disagreements as time goes on.
Oh, I can't relate.
I really don't want to break up with this woman. She's absolutely amazing, and she really changed my life for the better. I don't want to let her go, but I also don't want to fall out with her on bad terms. What do you think I should do? And have you all had any experience dating with long-term this relationship? I think we've answered the second part before on a couple of different episodes.
Put up that shit. Peruvian women are beautiful.
Wait, and sorry, the first part of the question, Ken, was what now? Somebody just graduated from Oakwood?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he graduated.
He did or she
yeah,
did?
He did. He did.
Okay.
And he's in Peru now.
No, no, he's back home, shorty in Peru. And
he's got
3 years in undergrad. You read the question, dog. Like, how you not know?
Yeah. We're a team, Ralph. We're a team, bro.
I know, right? Right. God damn.
That was unnecessary.
Right.
Did you give him that Izzy Dead kick, too?
Right. You know what I'm
saying?
Damn. 3 years, though?
She still has 3 years in
undergrad. When can they ever see each other? It's Corona. Like, what?
I think that's
that just seems a bit much.
That's like those added layers on
that's
top 90 of
day
being.
Fiance shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my god! It comes on tonight. I can't wait.
I only watched The Other Way and Before the 90 Days. I don't watch the other one.
Before Happily Ever After.
I don't watch that one.
You need to.
Nah.
Okay, so tell me about that when this is over. 90 Day Fiance. I keep hearing about that.
It's crazy as fuck.
It's crazy.
What in the hell is going on?
It's catfish on steroids, bro.
Get the fuck out of here.
But not all the time.
Not all the time. Yeah, not all the time.
Okay, because you know.
It's a wild shit.
Anyway, all three of y'all watch that shit?
It's funny as fuck. And I swear to God, TLC needs to make its own network just for this show because the franchise is so big at this
point. There's 30 different ones.
There's like 30 different episodes. There's like a spinoff of a spinoff of a spinoff. Yes. And they're all good. They're all good.
Because it's when crazy. You say they're good, shit. What do you mean? By
like,
that?
Good, like.
In a bad, like, it's bad.
It's good in a bad way. Yeah. Like, bad in a good, like, I can't, it, like, it's a whole bunch of culture.
Bad mean good, or good right. means. Like,
it's so bad.
It's a lot,
good.
It's okay, a lot of cultural conflicts and, like, people having to travel and give up stuff. And I haven't met this person, but I've been talking to them for 10 years. And
they
got to
and they
gotta,
like,
now.
Get the green card for 90. Like,
yeah. And shit, people be getting married.
It's crazy as fuck, bro.
It's wild.
Yeah.
But the best ones are the ones where they live overseas.
Oh, so stupid.
Then it's always like
the
well,
families don't
really
be agreeing
exist?
With them.
Yeah, oh yeah, they stay fighting
people
and
whores
shit.
And shit. It's a hot right. mess.
And then the best ones when you get these old white women and they find an African dude.
Oh my god, Angela,
Angie, and Michael, Angie,
Angie, baby,
Angie. Why do these things to be NG? Michael, I done told you about lying to me, Michael. Michael.
NG, NG. Do not be like this, NG. I love you, NG.
So long distance. This sounds like a lot. I don't know if y'all can even visit each other, like, or have a time to plan that out. I mean, depending on what you're comfortable with. I mean, if you want to risk your health, then
I mean, flights are cheaper.
There's that, but death is expensive.
Corona kuchaks.
It ain't cheap.
I don't know. I mean, what I will say, I'll try to be positive about this because shut up, Mike. So yeah, as far as long distance goes, I can definitely relate to that. I think you have to just find like different things online that you guys can do together. Mm-mm. What? That's it. Oh, it works for me.
Word?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Shit, she about to find her in August.
An entanglement.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely stuff that, like, y'all can still have, like, date nights and stuff like that. Y'all just have to be extra creative, but it depends on how
much. It's not the same, though.
It's not the same, but sometimes it does give you an opportunity to learn who that person is. It's just difficult during Corona since everything shut down. People don't have the luxury of, like, really going to work and then coming back and telling you how your day was. It was just like, yeah, I spent another day at home, working from home.
Do you really learn who that person is, though, long distance?
That's a good one, Rod.
Yeah, I think so. I think you can.
I think you can know a part of that person, but you're not going to know that person because first of all, like just your body language, like how you react to things, we need to be like on the same page with that. And you don't know 100% of that person without being around that person and having to go through shit with that person.
Yeah, and it's a certain, I won't say like fake feeling that comes with that or desire. It's a certain desire of like, oh man, I wish I could be with this person right now. I wish I could, you know, be with you right now, whatever. It's a certain desire that comes with that distance, right?
Yeah.
But if you actually came together, what happens to that desire?
Would it still be real?
I mean, has he ever met her before? Did that?
Yeah, he said that he was in school in Peru. I'm assuming he took like 2 to 3 years. I don't know if he did his whole time over there, you know what I'm saying, to finish his school. But obviously he was around this girl for at least 12 months, if not longer. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what kind of makes it difficult is that, you know, he's been with this girl physically for a while and now it's a long distance thing in addition to COVID and a whole bunch of other stuff. In my past experience with long distance, that shit didn't work. But also me and that girl, we didn't necessarily have a bond. It's not like we were together for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, we were dating for like a couple months. And then when I moved down here, it was just kind of like, oh, well,
yeah,
you know, we should move our own way.
Yeah, I definitely tried it. And it wasn't any hard feelings or anything. It's just we both realized that it just didn't work. Yeah. It just simply just didn't work. It was like my high school girlfriend. I had to split with her once I moved here. Mm-hmm. I mean, we tried for like maybe a few months, and it was okay, but it was just one of those things like, yo, this just isn't going to work.
Same for me when I moved here.
Yeah.
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 Same. Damn, y'all different.
Because I know like, when we like 99 internet and all that shit wasn't like a big thing like that. So, you know
we didn't have iPhones.
Yeah, so that could, yeah. You know, you might be right. It might be a difference in that.
Dating that's online is definitely different now. You have like whole ass game shows and interactive shit that you can do. Saying. You know what's funny? Zoom and FaceTime.
We didn't have all that.
When you can fuck through Google Fiber, then I'll take it seriously.
You said what?
When I can fuck through Google Fiber, then I'll take it seriously.
Just put the tip in.
Hey, I'll take it, bro. Corona be fucking a play up. You know what I'm saying?
But they do have long distance sex toys, though.
I can do that
by myself. I don't need no long distance girlfriend for no sex toy.
I'm just talking about the tech.
But it's fun.
Yeah, long distance sex toy. Like, what do you mean?
You get a flashlight, she get a dildo, and y'all act like
you download an app and you can like.
Yeah.
That shit.
I'm just saying. That's
in the future, baby. Let me tell y'all.
That just has another layer.
Yeah, that's different.
I know that.
I knew that, but I'm not
old school when it comes to a couple things. Oh, I didn't even
I only really know about it because my friend has like a black owned lingerie and toy business, and she was telling me that yeah, those things are a thing and they're popular.
Yeah, they're super popular. Yeah.
You download an app and you can do stuff for the other person during the
day. You said for lames?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that's just another layer, right? Mm-hmm. It's funny because I was just having that conversation with one of my youngest or whatever, because she was just she was like playing like those Fortnite games, like, you know, and shit. And I'm like, damn, man, that would have been cool as hell if I could have just hit my friend up and just play these games virtually like that, like they can.
That's see, exactly. Sophie can't see my face, but yeah,
I go ahead.
That's why I gave you this.
What?
That's why I gave you this.
Why?
Sophie,
what?
Sophie, stop it, Sophie.
I don't even understand what
you're saying. You don't need to. You don't need to. Keep going.
I just needed some clarity.
No, you didn't. Go ahead, Ron.
I'm ready for what?
Finish your story, Ron.
What's going on either? I missed it.
Like, good.
It probably was meant for me to miss it.
Oh, shit. Some clarity, that's all.
But, we didn't have the technology as far as
technology.
It just adds another layer.
What?
Technology.
I'm not doing that. Like, so if I gotta download an app to fuck, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that either. Yeah. I'm just saying, going to Sophie's point when she said that we were in a different time.
You were.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't care what time it is.
It might last a little longer.
Right.
What might last longer?
Who
the fuck told you about me? Who the fuck told you about me, motherfucker? What you talking about?
What the
shit? You know what I'm saying? Who you talking to, motherfucker?
He said that shit quick as hell.
Yeah, he so
God damn it.
You don't know about these entanglements over here.
I go to town. It's the town up in this motherfucker. Not neighborhood, town. Motherfucker.
That's crazy.
Yo, bro, this shit is over. relationship is dead.
It's dead, bro.
It's a wrap.
Yep, just enjoy it while you just go ahead and get everything you can out of it.
Nothing you can get. She lives somewhere else.
Download the app. Follow the advice.
You know what? I didn't give any of... Look. She has 2 or 3 more years.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wait, maybe?
Yeah, I think
that's what you're saying.
I think that's what you said.
Three years the undergrad. Thing is,
it would work if the time frame was different. If it was only another year, I'd say, man, you can go ahead and last that year out. A year is not that long.
Mm-hmm.
3 years...
Mm-hmm.
Forget it.
I just think that this was just a life experience. Like, I don't think that you should try to hang on, because all you're doing is just, I'm not saying you're wasting time,
no, it's so negative.
But it's like there's a lot of time that you could have put into somebody else or into yourself.
What is he gonna do? Date during Corona?
Yeah,
people are doing that.
No.
Yeah, you can date during Corona.
It's gonna be the same situation.
Mm-mm-mm. I can come to your house and get it.
Yep.
I ain't gotta get on a plane
and get me sick.
Get what?
Get me sick. I don't know you. Get this. You
I thought that's what she said first, but then I realized the source. I'm like, that's not
one of
that's
these not days. I will grow up. It's not going to be today though.
So to combat our negativity, Sophie,
yeah,
explain how it works for you. If without, you know, divulging too much information, but how, why and how does it work?
You just got to make it interesting. Like, I feel like you have to, like all the things that you would normally do in person are going to be a little bit different. So like, you can still have date nights. You can still FaceTime. You can still shut up, Mike. You can still
FaceTime these nuts.
Yeah. But like, there's Postmates and stuff. Like, you can still send them nice stuff. You can still send money and gifts and, you know, like write letters and stuff. Like, I feel like that stuff is cute.
Y'all crazy, man.
Y'all immature, man.
That type of stuff is cute. So, but I think all of that shit has like a shelf life though. Like, if I can't spank, you know what I'm saying? I can't kiss, I can't grab.
Did you say spank?
I did.
What the fuck? See, now that's just weird.
See, you never smack ass? I smack ass. I'm just saying.
Thank you for letting us know that.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
TMI.
I thought all men did that shit.
Are we done?
I thought all
we are done.
Just listen to Sophie and Rod. They're the only ones that gave you any kind of real advice.
Oh my god.
Well, I guess Ralph did, except for the smacking ass and shit.
Right. Shit.
You ain't smacking ass, you ain't living life.
That's
Oh my god, man. What the hell?